Swedish. Oh. When I bought the Aston, I thought it was raining. Yeah.
It is Pat Egan in and Tyler Zuli in for the in-game analysis. We got on a little bit late, and it looks like the Eagles, they just scored a touchdown, which is a positive. There's a flag on the play, though. Of course there is, because it's the NFL. And the Mike Tirico-looking referee will let us know what's up. It's against the defense.
That'll
work. Eagles on the board early. Alshon Jeffrey with a touchdown. It was set up by a Kamoa Grugier-Hill interception of Eli Manning. I love when Eli Manning, you know, throws picks. It's great. It's a fun thing to watch.
Derp face ensues.
It's the
worst looking face that anybody could make.
Yeah, I tweeted out a gif of him making that face. Alshon Jeffrey makes a great play in the end zone to kind of turn around and make himself open for Wentz to deliver that ball. And the Eagles are now up 7-0. So look, we got on late. That's on me. I'm the producer, so I will take the blame for that.
You take the L for this one?
I will.
Okay.
As far as our predictions, though, we always do predictions, yep. And normally it's before the game, before they take a lead. But real quick, let's do the predictions. What is your final score?
I think that if you thought the first five games were ugly, this is going to be the ugliest one of them all. I don't think that this interception, touchdown, quick drive was indicative of what we're going to see simply because it's a bad weather game with two teams that are playing bad football right now. So I'm going to keep it low. I think the Eagles win this game. They need this win. They need it badly. I know so do the Giants, but I think the Giants roll over a little bit. I'm going to say Eagles 20, Giants 13.
I am going to go with, I don't disagree with anything you said. I think it's going to be an ugly game. The weather is indicative of that. It's miserable in Philadelphia, albeit that's not in the Meadowlands. But the weather report for the Meadowlands is much better right now. I am going to go with Eagles 23, Giants 20. The Giants, say what you will about them, they always play divisional games tough. They always play the Eagles really tough. And I've seen way too many games where they come back. You know, the Eagles will be up by two touchdowns, three touchdowns late, and the Giants kind of claw their way back. And with that much firepower on offense, being Odell Beckham Jr., being Saquon Barkley, it's tough to imagine that they won't by accident be in this game. You know what I mean?
Well, and it seems like the Giants, they do all this extracurricular stuff in the beginning of the game, and then they get to what their offense should be, which is quick slant patterns, dink and dunks, get the ball to Barkley, get the ball to Beckham. I know Evan Ingram's not playing tonight, but you know that's another guy that you have at your disposal usually. And that's when they start to come back, when they run the 8-yard slant pattern over and over and over again, and they just dink and dunk their way down the field, and then you start to see them creep up. They get 3, they get 7, they get a quick stop, and then all of a sudden it's a 3-point game.
Obviously, the Eagles are up early, 7-0. As we said, if you're late, if you're in the car, Kamu Grugier-Hill picked off Eli Manning, and then it's set up for a Carson Wentz touchdown throw to Alshon Jeffrey. There was almost a turnover at the kickoff, but the Giants ended up keeping the ball on that one. They'll eventually turn it over. If we can get a bad Eli Manning game, that would be so amazing.
And that's the thing. Bad Eli Manning is so bad.
Yeah, good Eli Manning is good.
Because he doesn't make any mistakes.
I'm giving Trent Dilfer like analysis right now. Good Eli Manning is good. Bad Eli Manning is bad. But he's always good for just one of those two or three bad interceptions. And that one wasn't so much his fault. It went off the hands of a receiver, popped up in the air. Kamu Grugier-Hill grabbed it and returned it for a nice return, I think to like the 25-yard line. So it wasn't totally Eli's fault, but I watched the game last week against Carolina, and he threw a couple interceptions that were like, that's the Eli Manning I know and love.
Yeah, that game shouldn't have come down to a field goal, because quite honestly, the Giants should have won that game. And I mean, look, yeah, you're right. That guy tipped. Hicks got a hand on it. Grugier-Hill just happened to be at the right spot at the right time. And then when you get good field position like that, you can't not score. And the Eagles did a good job. I mean, Wentz did a good job of escaping the pocket because it broke down pretty quickly.
He did. And more importantly, he didn't take a shot, which he's done all season long. Lane Johnson is playing in this game. He has an ankle injury. He said that he will be dealing, it's stiff, but, you know, he's going to deal with it because it's a divisional game. The team needs him. And, nothing can be further from the truth, or nothing can be, more truthful than that. So the Giants have the ball back, 25-yard line. And we get our first, this is either the first or second handoff of Saquon. Saquon had a run last week that was just incredible. Like bounced, found a hole, boom, banged it home. And
objectively speaking, and not as a Penn Stater, objectively speaking, He is transcendent.
And he's incredible.
It's a shame that he ended up on the Giants because it makes it, A, hard for me to root for him, and B, it makes it hard for him because his offensive line is a bunch of traffic cones.
Yeah, they signed Nate Solder in the offseason, who's not that great of a left tackle, but he's better than Ereck Flowers, who they ironically released this week, finally. I know Giants fans were happy about that one. He's incredible, man. I watched him single-handedly beat Temple one of the years that they played Temple. And you just kind of, you knew early on with him that he was a special back. And you don't see many backs go top 10 in the NFL draft anymore. That's the selected for the really special backs.
That's because the lifespan of the position is
exactly.
Is so
low. You got pretty much, what, 6-7 good years. If you're lucky, you get 10. But when Saquon went second, it was really to nobody's surprise because he was that talented of a back. I know a lot of Giants fans wanted a quarterback. But I had no problem with them taking Saquon Barkley.
And here's the thing with Barkley is, too, if you look at this Giants team, they look like they're going to be in position again next year to have a high draft pick.
Exactly. And
there's not
going to
be a Saquon Barkley type running back in the draft.
As we say this, Barkley busts a huge run through a giant gaping hole, and he brought that down to the Eagles' like 15-yard line. 45-yard run for Saquon Barkley, so... It's pretty simple. You got to shut down Saquon Barkley. You have to shut down Odell Beckham Jr. because, Malcolm Jenkins just got absolutely. Did he get held on that?
I think he probably did a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, but Saquon
but
ran
Barkley
right
pretty much
by
just
him.
Shoved him away. I mean, this was
yeah,
a get off me. You don't see Malcolm Jenkins get off me.
Jalen
like
Mills tried to close the corner and he did, but the problem was the hole up front was so large that he just ran through it. I am not looking forward to Odell Beckham Jr. on Jalen Mills. That is one matchup I'm really not looking forward to at all.
I think there are a couple matchups that it doesn't really matter who they end up matching up with Odell Beckham because he's got the speed to burn just about everybody in the secondary.
Yeah.
And he's got the talent to do it too.
And what you don't want to have happen is Odell Beckham Jr. remembers that he's Odell Beckham Jr. You know what I mean? You don't want him to...
You want pouty Odell
yeah,
Beckham.
You saw
you
that...
You want to take himself out of the game,
you
Beckham.
You saw that last season in the 63-yard Jake Elliott game, 62-yard game, where Odell really took over that game for the Giants and got them back into it, like single-handedly got them back into it, making great touchdown catches, and you don't want to see that. You want to see, as you said, you want to see pouty Odell Beckham Jr., the guy who's crying for the ball and beating up kicking nets. So... It is worth mentioning, by the way, that Saquon Barkley went ahead for the Giants. He scored the go-ahead touchdown, late in the game against Carolina last week, but he did tweak his ankle. So, I mean, obviously they're wrapping it. He looked really good in that 45-yard run, but it's worth mentioning that he is, you know, not coming into this game 100% healthy, but...
I don't think a lot of guys are. It's a short week. You know, the Thursday game is tough to get back from.
I can't get up for Thursday games.
It kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I can't stand them. I know why the NFL does them. I just can't stand them. Yeah, it's just... And today, there wasn't a lot of buzz in the city for this game. I don't know if it's because they're 2-3. Oh, that's a pass interference. And it's a shame, too, because it's probably... Wow,
no
flag on that. I'm surprised.
They let them play football.
I'm surprised because they both tripped over each other. You know,
and that may be why.
Yeah, I don't think this was a situation of Sidney Jones, you know, hitting Shepard at all. But I'm very surprised it was not called. You know, but hey,
just with how the league goes nowadays,
exactly. You never know. And the Giants will go for the 33-yard attempt with Aldrick Rosas,
and this guy's banged up too. They actually brought in a kicker to their practice squad just in case he couldn't go today. Obviously, he's out there, but that's the thing about the Thursday game. You've got kickers who are not 100%.
Yeah, I don't think players like it. Me as a fan, I don't like it. You don't like it. You know, I guess it's cool if your team's in it or if you have fantasy implications, but it's hard for me to get up for the games.
But you mentioned fantasy implications. If it's not the Eagles playing or it's not a big-time, you know, Chiefs-Patriots type game,
yeah,
I'm not watching.
Look, I mean, for me, it's a situation of if I'm at Applebee's, I'll be watching it. But if it's a bad
you reside
match,
at Applebee's quite often?
Well, on Thursdays, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thursdays are for the boys. But if it's not, you know. All right, we should probably break right now since they hit the field goal. So 610-632-0975. It is Pat Egan, Tyler Julie taking your in-game reaction on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Their
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Sal Pal.
In the NFL right now, it's a record-setting pace for touchdown passes.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have. Now, my guys in natural lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, and I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas. I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on the Birds' Thursday night matchup in the Meadowlands against Eli Manning and the Giants. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away. With 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, a world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $175 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4OC-GOLF.
Attention, Busch Auto Group has acquired a special allocation of new and pre-owned vehicles. Fact. For one day only, there will be record low pricing of up to $12,000 off every new and used car in stock. Fact. This one-day event takes place Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at one of their four great locations. X-Din Nissan, Nissan 422 of Limmer, Infinity of Westchester, and Infinity of Ardmore. Visit BushAutoGroup.com for details, and remember, you'll save big at Bush this Saturday. That's a fact.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old-world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line. So it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery. And we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10-31. 10-28-18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, so while you guys were away, the Eagles got the ball back. And Carson Wentz, and this is how you know things are going their way. Carson Wentz's arm was hit as he was throwing the ball. The ball is completely up for grabs, and Nelson Aguilar comes down with it for a nice gain. So me and Tyler were talking off air about it. It really reminded us a lot of the Atlanta game with Foles and off Keanu Neal's knee right to Torrey Smith. And yeah, it's kind of a good indication of how things are going so far early on.
That's the kind of stuff that all went right last year, and so far it seems like it hasn't to this point.
Yep.
You know, and when, like you said, when you get a ball off a knee, you get a tipped ball that ends up going for 25 yards.
That ball should have been picked off.
Absolutely. And you think that you become to start to think like you're invincible, and that's what the Eagles were last year. The Eagles were invincible. And to this point, they're not, and if you can get back to that, you're a much better football team.
Now, while that's great, a holding call did back up the Eagles, so they're out of field goal range right now. They need to get at least probably 10 yards. Jason Peters just got absolutely undressed, and it resulted in Carson Wentz getting leveled.
It's been that way too frequently.
By Olivier Vernon. Yeah, he just does not look good. And I really hope that Jordan Mailata's, you know, progression as a left tackle is coming along big time, because
Jason
Peters looked really old this season.
That's a bad ball,
too. That was tipped, apparently.
Yeah, and that's the thing. For every time that you see a ball get tipped and it goes their way, Carson Wentz has thrown a couple of bad balls so far.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's wet. He's not getting it over the line.
First pass of the game is bad. But his arm is hit again.
And that's indicative of bad pass protection.
Yeah, I mean,
I know he's hurt, but...
But you got to seal off the block. I mean, Blaine Johnson, and I've been watching them this, you know, when they're on offense and they're going for it on third. Well, obviously they're going for it on third and 20. I want to know that the thing was messed up, because last down it was third down too. So I want to know this isn't just on Pat. All he needs is a couple of yards to get back into.
Dude, they're only at the 50.
Damn,
they're not kicking 68-yard field goals.
No. I know. It's been a long day for me, Tyler.
Seems like it.
You got to take this.
That's why you got
that return by Nelson Aguilar, I thought was a little bit better than it was. So I thought we were on our own 40. The Eagles are on their own 40, but they were not. So they will punt it. Cameron Johnston comes in, first punt of the day. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Eagles up 7-3.
I think this is the pace of the game that you're going to see for most of the game. The fast pace, Eagles get a turnover, score quickly. That's not how this game is going to go. You're going to look at a lot of punts. This is going to be a probably 12 to 15 punt game between both teams. And you'll see both teams really struggle as the weather continues to get bad.
They really need to capitalize on offense. They really need to, because the Giants' offense is way too talented to just be held out constantly from the end zone and from getting points.
Yeah, and really all that keeps the Giants from being a playoff team is the fact that they don't have an offensive line.
Yeah.
They ever put one together, and they started to by drafting Will Hernandez. I thought that was a great pick.
Well, they tried to with Eric Flowers too, but you know, the guy, from what I was told about Eric Flowers, is, you know, his feet, he has the worst footwork in the NFL, where he just...
Pretty obvious by the fact that he tried to trip a guy.
Yeah, it wasn't like that was a reach of a pick. Eli Apple was a reach of a pick. When they took Eli Apple, it was like, all right, you're taking this guy top 15 when really he's supposed to go, you know, low 20s. That was a reach. Eric Flowers wasn't a reach. He just can't play. The issue with the Giants was they kept playing Eric Flowers for so long and not realizing, okay, you know, the Danny Watkins thing was like, all right, this guy can't play. Let's just move on from him. They just kept playing him. And finally this year they went out and they addressed it with Nate Solder, but I don't even think he's that good. I think he's washed up.
And here's the thing. You take a look at the year that Eric Flowers was drafted, and you're right. Maybe it was a reach, but...
But pass on Todd Gurley?
Well, no, and that's the issue. But I just strictly offensive lineman. I mean, Brandon Scherff was the surefire number one offensive lineman. He got drafted at 5 by the Redskins. Eric Flowers goes the second pick. He goes 9. And then after that, you have Andres Pete from the Saints. He's been average. Cedric Obui from the Bengals, DJ Humphreys with the Cardinals, And that was it until Donovan Smith went in the second round to Tampa Bay at 34. Yeah. So it wasn't a good offensive tackle class. They just happened to maybe draft the worst of them all.
Yeah. You're right. It's, you know, it's kind of like when, when the Eagles took Leroy Keyes in, what was that, the 1968 NFL draft, and there was some guy named O.J. Simpson. They didn't pass on him, but they just happened to get a bad...
They got the second pick.
Or if you want to go with the 1983 NFL draft where they took Michael Haddix, and you had a situation where, like, how many quarterbacks went, you could have gotten, you know, there's Dan Marino was on the table there.
Right, and you take Haddix, and it is what it is, but imagine being the Chiefs.
Yep.
And the Chiefs end up with Blackledge.
Yeah.
Who is by far awful. The worst of them all.
I mean, at least Ken O'Brien could play a little bit.
Had some success, yeah. Yes.
Todd Blackledge was so
bad. Just terrible.
So the same thing with Tony Eason, who the Patriots took in the first round from Illinois that year. All right, we're really digging deep many years before we were even born. So the game's back on. That was a trip down memory lane. Oh, my God. There we go.
Ball's out. I think the Giants get it.
Yeah, the
back,
Giants recovered it, but man, that's what you need to do. You need to make Eli Manning get out of the pocket.
Was that Bennett around the edge?
It looked like it.
He looked
yep.
fast.
Yeah, he did. He looked good. And he's going to need to have a good game, too, because Derek Barnett's once again out for this one. But yeah, Eli Manning does a, looked like a play action fake, and Bennett was all over him.
My question about Michael Bennett, maybe you can answer this. How does he legally get away with basically wearing no shoulder pads?
I don't know. I mean,
just he's a total side question.
He's basically the exact opposite of Sam Bradford. Yeah,
I didn't think that was legal, but you know, more power to him, I guess.
I mean, I feel like that's a hard thing to enforce.
I guess
getting
so.
On a guy,
yeah, I guess
for wearing small shoulder pads. I mean, that's just, you know, I don't know if they're to do that.
And you back now. You back the Giants kind of up into their own territory. You know it's coming. You're pretty much going two dives with Barkley and punting the football away.
So I got a text from a buddy of mine who is a Redskins fan. So he hates both these teams. But he goes, Peters is going to get Wentz killed. Dude has had an amazing career, but he needs to hang it up.
Don't entirely disagree.
Where's the lie?
I don't disagree.
Where's the lie in that one? I mean, that's coming from an somewhat unbiased opinion, but... All right, so they do hold him on 3rd and 15, which is key. And Odell Beckham Jr. actually made a great, great play. He almost got that first down. But if they can keep him in check, the longer this game goes, the Odell Beckham Jr. really making an impact, the better it is for the Eagles. Because not just for the obvious standpoint of, oh yeah, like, you know, thanks Captain Obvious, but he will immediately start getting in his own head.
He gets frustrated.
Start getting angry. He gets frustrated really easily.
And then he's going to start punching, you know, something on the sideline.
Immensely talented, and he is a head case. Absolute head case. Anytime I see a Giants kicker, all I think of, or a punter, all I think of is Matt Dodge.
Forever. You'll always
think it doesn't
of
matter
Matt
who
Dodge.
The punter is. Oh, there we look at DeAndre Carter. Look at DeAndre Carter. Huh?
Channeling his inner DeSean Jackson.
DeAndre Carter out here looking like Chris Carter. Did Chris Carter ever return punts?
That's a good question.
I'm sure he did it.
Probably
point,
at some
know?
Point.
I was quickly trying to think of a good Carter. Other than the Carter.
Coach
five.
Carter.
That was a good Carter.
It's a good movie.
610-622-0975. Let's take a break since the Eagles. Do you want to take a break or do you want to wait till the end of the drive?
Well, I think we're kind of in a tough spot here. You know, let's break it.
Break?
Yeah, let's break.
We'll break. We're going to break. 610-622-0975. Egan and Zuli on the Fanatic.
97.5. The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. We're the Flyers.
It's the Captain Claude Giroux, and the Flyers are 4-0.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We know that replacing your home's windows and doors can seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Let the experts at Springhouse Window and Door in Springhouse, Malvern, or Hokesson guide you.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
Springhouse Window and Door knows that trust is key when replacing your windows and doors. That's why we offer Marvin Windows and Doors at Integrity from Marvin. Visit GoSpringhouse.com and get $500 off the installation of Marvin Windows or Doors. Limited time only. Ask for details. HIC number PA006172.
Right now is the best time to buy jeans that make you look and feel your best, because Macy's has your favorite Levi's jeans at the lowest prices of the season. Levi's men's jeans, like the 502 regular taper, 505 regular, and the 514 straight, start at just $36.99. And the Levi's women's 720 high-rise super skinny and mile-high super skinny start at just $35.99. Yes, $35.99. But these prices are only for a limited time. So get to Macy's and Macy's.com today.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, Beeline enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your playslip, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Football is back, and that's only the second best news I've got. That's because FanDuel's brand new sports app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of, finally. FanDuel Sportsbook has all of your favorite sports and bets, spreads, money lines, and much, much more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place those bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Bob, B-O-B. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100, as long as you use my code Bob, B-O-B. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Bob to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
All right, touchdown, Eagles. We missed the entire drive. We probably should not have gone to a break.
Yeah, I'm
that
gonna,
executive
I'm gonna,
decision by you
I'm going to take the L on that one.
Meanwhile, I'm screaming at our producer for not taking stuff out. Turns out it's the legal.
Not his fault.
So it's just not a good day for me as a whole. I'll take the L on that one. Sorry, Benny. I think you're doing a great job. My bad. Corey Clement punches it in after a great run. And it just seemed like they just kind of wanted to keep feeding him the ball because he almost got to the goal line with a nice, like, what was it, 15-yard run or so?
Yeah, it was a nice trap play, too, because they did a good job of getting him out in space.
And then they tried to get him the ball again on a play-action fake, but he was shut down. And then they gave him to the ball the third time. Ends up punching in. Eagles lead 14-3. So everything's kind of coming up Eagles green right now.
Yeah, things are clicking.
That drive looked real, real good.
And that's the thing. It was a sustained drive in which they did a good job of setting up the pass and then using the run to punch it in once you get close.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Carter sets it up with a nice return. Alshon Jeffrey had a nice catch in there as well. Corey Clement, as we talked about, had the great run. And eventually he ends up punching it in. So right now, this is the Eagles team that we thought we were going to see all season, I feel like. Like, these are the guys who it's like, all right, well, hey, these are the Super Bowl champs. Whereas the last 5 weeks, it's like, where were they?
Hey, by the way, take a look at the screen real quick. Look who's jawing already.
Odell Beckham
Jr. He's jawing already. It's 14-3 in the first quarter.
There is some kicking net right now that is terrified that he's going
to
go off.
He's not making it home to his wife and kid kicking net.
No. That's a shame.
But you're right about the whole, this needs, if this was the team that we expected to see, if this is the team that we expected to see all year and they played like that, they'd probably be 4-1 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, we've talked about it, not just us,
but you don't play in once.
All the shows on the station, like ad nauseum about this team could easily be 5. No, they could easily be 0-5 too. I mean, it's just the level of how close these games, most of these games have been other than the Tampa Bay game. You know, it's a minuscule margin, but unfortunately, they're 2-3 going into this week. They really, I think they should be closer than that. But in fairness to the teams they played, a lot of these games, I feel like the Eagles shot themselves in the foot. The Eagles lost the game. Tennessee was one. I thought Minnesota was another game. So it's good to see that this early reaction from them after last week's game. Let's go to Brandon in Hanover. Brandon, you're on the Fanatic.
Guys, I just want to echo something you said earlier that this is a good start, but I wanted to also raise something big picture. This game means obviously a great deal, but I'd like you to comment on, I don't think we should be surprised that Carson Wentz and this offense was going to start slow. We probably didn't want to admit it for the first little while. When you bring back a quarterback, he needs a few games. I wouldn't be surprised if they're, you know, 4-4, 5-3 after these first 8 games. But I believe they'll hit their stride. And like you say, today they look pretty good. Now, the Giants are horrible. Let's admit that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and they're not a good team. Their defense isn't too bad, but they're not a good team at all. I mean, you saw the turmoil with that team after last week's game with Odell Beckham Jr. popping off. And the first thing that the coach has to address after a devastating loss that they had is Odell Beckham Jr. popping off about the quarterback. But for me, Brandon, I can't speak for Tyler. He can do that on his own. But for me, it wasn't that the quarterback being Carson Wentz had a slow start, because I did expect that. For me, it was how quickly this offensive line sort of deteriorated. And I'm seeing it early on in this game where Jason Peters just does not look like Jason Peters. Lane Johnson is looked bad. So, Tyler, what about for you? I mean,
yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. We all wanted to expect Carson to just be a resurrected image of what he was last year, and that's simply not possible when you come off an injury like this. But I agree with Pat. The issue is the offensive line not giving Carson time to truly naturally get through all of his progressions in the time frame that we needed him to.
And Brandon, thanks for the phone call. 215-610-632-0975. I've only worked here for 7 years. I know the phone number. I'm amazed. I don't know if you saw this play right here, but it looked like Michael Bennett once again got around the edge really fast and forced Eli Manning to get that ball out quick. And that really was one of the reasons why it was almost picked off. So the defense has shown up big time early on so far. Other than that Saquon Barkley run early on, Michael Bennett looks good, man. He looks really
good. He looks fast. And that's the big thing, is he looks quick.
And to Brandon's point, who just called up, take it for a grain of salt, with a grain of salt, because this, not only is this Giants team not that good, their offensive line is absolutely horrible. But we've said that about a lot of offensive lines that the Eagles have played this season. You know, I said that about Tennessee. I said that about Tampa Bay. Minnesota's offensive line was nothing to write home about. The offensive line, the lines the Eagles have played have not been incredible. This is probably the worst one they're going to play by far. But it's good to see that this defensive front is performing like we all thought that they could early on in this game.
So, I think one thing I mentioned last week was, and it kind of, I think it kind of applies to offensive lines as well, is that in this kind of in this day and age in the NFL, there are 26 average football teams, three really good, three really bad, and that kind of is where you're looking at. I wonder if that's the same now for offensive lines, and we assumed that because of the way that they played last year, that the Eagles' offensive line was the same thing. They're in the three really good, whereas this year, they're more toward, they've regressed back towards the average instead of being really good. I don't think they're really bad because they're not worse than a lot of offensive lines in the league, including the one that they're going up against. But I don't think they're as good as what they were last year, and they've regressed back to an average offensive line.
I can't disagree. I agree with the caller. 610.
Got a point.
632-0975. The Eagles get the ball back. DeAndre Carter was not able to return it. But Carson Wentz is back on the field, and if the Eagles can punch this in and have a nice sustained drive, you're going up 21-3. And it'll end up being in the second quarter, obviously. But you want to talk about, like, hey, remembering who you are? We had a sound-off call today on Mike's show that said, you know, I think it was Malcolm Jenkins who wanted that Super Bowl banner to be taken down. Can we bring it back to remind these guys that they are the champions? And this would be a big way to do so if you can come in and to enemy territory and make a statement. I don't care if it's the New York Giants or a bad football team. If you can make a statement, that's huge.
Well, and there's so many things to take away from a win if they do win tonight. It's a divisional game. It's a divisional game on the road. It's a divisional game on short rest. And it gets you back to 500. And getting you back to 500 at 3-3, 3-3 doesn't look good on paper. But 3-3 is very manageable for the rest of the year. You could easily still go and win 11 of the last, or 8 of the last 10 games and be 11-5. Will they do it? Maybe not. But could they? Sure. Why not?
All right. So, end of the first quarter, 14-3. We finally have good football to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing things. I'm not breaking headphones.
Headsets are not breaking.
I want it known, by the way. Those were my own headphones.
Yeah. You didn't break any company property.
Yeah. I can't afford to do that.
But you broke good headphones, though.
I know.
They were nice.
I know. Thank God. Shout out to Joe Torti. He's the real MVP.
He's a good dude.
How was it last week?
It was good, man. It was fun.
How was it without me, Tyler? Oh, it was great.
Man, yeah,
Pat.
Like we were so much better. No, like we were talking about kind of off the air, you always relish a chance to, you know, host the show. And you know, when we do this together, you are, for what it's worth, you are the host. So it was a chance for me to be the host, and it was nice. You know, and it was a discouraging loss last week because we had a lot of callers at halftime and we had a lot of callers right as the game was ending. And I know it kind of parlayed into the postgame show where callers were upset and this town is not happy. And I think that finally after 5 weeks and a 2-3 start, the Super Bowl love, while you love what they did last year, the Super Bowl love is gone.
Yeah, I know that me and you have had the conversations before the season about being above the boo and stuff, and I was a big proponent of, look, no matter what they do, you can't boo them. And last week when I was watching the game and they were getting booed, I was sitting there going, damn right, you should boo
them. It was a booable effort, for sure.
You know, and that was a game where, you know, I've talked about it a lot. I don't mind losing games that against tough opponents. I mind losing games that You should beat the opponent. Like, if they lost to the Giants tonight, it's a very winnable game, and you should not lose to that opponent. We think it's good. Both of us predicted it was going to be a close game, but you shouldn't lose to the New York Giants, for Christ's sake. They won three games last year. They're not projected to do much this year. Tennessee Titans, you let them come back. You let Marcus, you know, mediocre, come back on you and look like Joe Montana. You're not supposed to do that. But last week, it was frustrating. It was more frustrating, though, because the offense looked so bad. And for me, it was the defense is going to struggle against an offensive team like the Minnesota Vikings. When the offense, though, doesn't really manage to do anything, that was concerning to me. where it was like they were coming out at home and they just looked flat.
Flat. And you don't see that from this team at home.
No.
Very, especially over the last, even the last 3 years, you could say, dating back to 2016 when they yep. were a 7-9 team. You could tell there was a difference at home as opposed to on the road.
Yeah, and you've got the rematch of the NFC Championship game coming into town. You want to let them know that it wasn't a fluke, and they didn't look great. They did not look great. Did he catch that?
He sure did.
I'll tell you what. So Carson Wentz is dropping back, pressure all around him, and as he's falling down, he just kind of flings the ball to Smallwood, who I don't know how the hell he caught the ball. Now, they don't get a gain out of the play at all, but...
He drops the snap.
So he dropped the snap, picks
that
it
makes
up,
more
immediately
sense.
Gets it out to Smallwood, and I'm still amazed that Wow. Okay, so it goes right off of whatever the linebacker was. It goes right off of his hands, right into Smallwood. They don't get a gain. They're going to have to punt the ball. But
that was the ugliest neutral play I've ever seen. Because it did nothing for you. You got no yards, but it was not negative either.
But that goes back to everything's coming up, Eagle screen right now.
Yep.
I mean, because...
And it happened all last year.
I feel like last week that's picked off, I feel like last week that's definitely picked off, and this week...
Well, it is. It's Linval Joseph. And that's really what it comes down to, is that the Linval Joseph
play. That was a tough game to watch, man. That was a tough game to watch. I was thinking about calling up, too, but I was in Canada, and I didn't know what the...
Got some kind
roaming,
of long-distance call.
Yeah, I didn't feel like getting my bill in the mail and seeing, a $75 charge for calling, because, it's 2018, so we still have to act like we're, putting together two, tin cans and string to make phone calls now. But I was thinking about calling up because I was just so... I was so annoyed, and I'm surrounded by people that aren't Eagles fans. So they're not really understanding my plight.
So like, there's complacency at whatever place you were at.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Like you get me.
Right. I understand your issues.
You guys get me. Benny gets me. You guys know me. But like these people, they don't really watch games with me. So they don't really get me. And I'm wanting to like lose my cool, and I can't because it's not permittable where I was.
In a Toronto bar.
Well, no,
somewhere somewhere north of the border.
It was even worse. It was, I flew up there and I find out it's Canadian Thanksgiving. Which my question was, who did you guys give smallpox to? Like, this is Canadian Thanksgiving? That's not even a real thing. So my uncle who's from the States is like, yeah, it's really not a thing. Basically, it's like the whole weekend. You can really pick a day and choose when you want to do Thanksgiving. So I was like, all right, this is stupid, but whatever. The game's going on. He goes, all right, pause it. We're going to eat dinner. I'm like, pause it.
There's no pause.
I'm like, dude, you know where I work. I can't pause
this
the game.
This is a live online game.
Now,
I can't stop.
Now, I can pause the game. I was able to, but I didn't want to. And
out of spite at that point.
Well, I didn't have a choice because he was my ride to the airport, but I was so annoyed, man. It was like, I was literally acting like a 9-year-old. I was pounding at the table. And not like that. I don't like Thanksgiving food.
He was playing with his mashed potato. Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't like Thanksgiving food. I don't like turkey. I don't like stuffing. I don't like...
Listen, I don't give anybody flack ever for foods they don't like.
Yeah, mister, I don't like bacon.
But you don't like any of it?
Well, no. So when the food goes around, I'll tell you what I eat. I eat crescent rolls. I eat mashed potatoes if they're homemade.
Okay.
If it's the instant crap, I'm not eating it.
Okay.
And I will eat cranberry sauce. And I'll eat like a little bit of turkey, but I can't stand turkey.
Now, do you get a coloring placemat in the child's table for doing that, or banish you to the kids' table?
Well, this is one of the reasons why I don't mind working Thanksgiving at the station, because
it doesn't bother you for food wise anyway.
It doesn't bother me.
That
I don't
makes
like
sense.
The day, I don't like the day anyway. So I'd rather eat like
that was an unbelievable run, by the way.
That's and that was reminiscent of last week where it was just like he's just finding holes where there are none. Saquon Barkley just bounces. I mean, you watch it enough at Penn State, but his lateral quickness is.
I mean, I could fawn over this kid.
I don't want to say Barry Sanders-esque, but it's
pretty damn close.
His ability to cut. Okay, so I won't go Barry Sanders-esque. I'll go Shady McCoy like mid during his prime. Like
during his 6 years
like
at the Eagles.
Like when Shady was going off for like 1,600 yards and he was like literally cutting on a dime and just making people look silly, that's Saquon Barkley, but he's doing it now. He's doing it in his first season. And it's incredible to watch. I mean
almost 600 yards already through 5 weeks.
And the shame of it is that he's doing it for the Giants.
That's the thing. Imagine if he had a legitimate offensive line to play behind.
But, like, you know, even just selfishly, I don't want to cheer for this guy because he's on a divisional opponent. And I'm not going to.
No, and that's the thing is I see a lot of my fellow Penn Staters that are also Eagles fans that sit there and they tweet something along the lines of, "Oh, I can't root. I'm finding it so hard to not root for Saquon Barkley."
Yeah, well, you're bandwagon hop.
Guess what? I don't care anymore. I don't root for Saquon Barkley anymore.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
I don't care.
Once it was the number 2 overall pick goes to the New York Giants and they draft Saquon Barkley.
If he's a Cleveland Brown, I root for him. Yeah, who had the 3 pick? The Broncos?
Yeah, they did.
So if he's a Bronco, I root for him.
I believe they did.
He fell to the one team that had a shot at him that I'm not rooting for.
I don't blame you. And that's called being a fan. But you know how Penn State fans work, man. It's the Kool-Aid up there.
Yeah, I think you could probably attest to this. I'm one of the most objective Penn State fans there is.
You are.
And I actually may be anti-Penn State as a Penn State fan.
You are. First time I met you, I couldn't stand you because you were a Penn State guy.
And then we actually talked.
And then I realized, this guy isn't, you know, a Penn State.
I'm not a Kool-Aid drinking, you know, crony.
And we've had those here. We've had those at the station. I'm not mentioning names, but there have been guys who Penn State can do no wrong, and it drives me nuts. Drives me absolutely nuts. I don't want to make this a better Penn State hate fest. They're a good football team. They need an actual head coach.
Don't disagree with that.
That's a great open field tackle, man. That is a great open field tackle from a guy who struggles to tackle. That is a big time tackle. Ronald Darby, they try to set up a wide receiver screen. Ronald Darby snuffs it out immediately and just wraps up Odell Beckham Jr. And we talked about it. If you can continue to do that to Odell, the cancer on that team will spread. You know, and that's what I turned to a family member who's a big Giants fan during last week. I was like, dude, this guy's an absolute cancer on your team. You're never going to win with Odell Beckham Jr.
Do they recognize that up there? That he is
a mess? Because he, so the guy I'm talking about, my family member, he is an Eli Manning, Odell Beckham apologist. Like, you'll never be able to say anything bad about Eli Manning. And I said this before, and this might sound stupid when I say it, but Eli Manning is the worst quarterback I've ever seen win 2 Super Bowls. I've never once been scared of Eli Manning.
That's fair.
Ever.
Hey,
I've been scared of Matt Ryan. I've been scared of Tom Brady. I've been scared of some other quarterbacks out there. I've never once been terrified of Eli Manning.
He's just going to dink and dunk it.
And you know what? And he's going to get to the Hall of Fame because he's compiled great numbers. He's got 2 Super Bowls. Can't take that away from him. I look at Eli Manning as a quarterback who got really hot for 2 years. In the biggest moments, and delivered, but when it comes to, you know, I've seen seasons before where this guy just goes and, you know, he's mediocre. He's 23 touchdowns, 20 interceptions, and
the amount of picks is ridiculous.
You know, I'm looking at the Manning face right now, and it would drive me nuts if I was a Giants fan, and you know that you're probably going to deal with him for the next 3 years.
Yep.
Still.
And by the way, injury update. The paper-thin secondary gets even thinner. Sidney Jones is out for the rest of the game with a hamstring injury.
At least it's not
Avante Maddox moving to slot corner. Rasul Douglas now playing safety.
Why would they do that? I know they drafted Avante Maddox to be a slot corner, but Rasul Douglas has never played safety before.
Well, I don't think any of them have at this point.
Yeah, but Avante Maddox has played it more than Rasul Douglas. Avante Maddox has practiced at it, at least.
Your only option
Rasul
at this
Douglas
point is
Douglas has never played it. No, I'm not saying put in the fifth string safety because he actually is listed as a safety, but my point is you've actually had Avante Maddox practice the past 2 weeks at safety. So while he hasn't played it a lot, he's played it a little bit more than Rasul Douglas. Why are we putting Rasul Douglas at safety?
What that tells me is that they're more confident in that combination of Douglas at safety and Maddox at slot corner than they are vice versa, which means to tell me that they don't trust Rasul Douglas in
the
slot.
Can we please get a safety? Can they trade for a safety? Like, who's out there?
You think so.
There's got to be a safety out there on some bad team who needs to go. There was one. His name was Earl Thomas, and they played him, and he got injured. But there's got to be somebody else. There's got to be another guy that they can get. I know everybody's hung up on running backs and need to go get Le'Veon. Got to get Le'Veon. If we don't get Le'Veon, somebody I called up Soundoff today said that if they don't get Le'Veon, Howie should be fired. That's one of the stupidest Soundoff calls I've ever heard. They need a safety. They desperately need a safety.
They need a safety in a bad way, and here's the issue. We've done nothing but write off and say,
Dante Maddox?
Rodney McLeod.
Okay, yeah.
Will not be back next year. We've all said it 100 times. He cap casualty. He won't be back. You may want to start second-guessing that one a little bit, because they need him. They are so paper thin.
The one thing I'll say about Howie Roseman is that dude can work a cap. And if he wants a guy back, he can rework his cap hit to bring him back. But as you said, I mean, they need somebody, whether it's in the draft. If they truly believe in Jordan Mailata, then they will not draft an offensive tackle in the first round. And they'll draft a safety. But that's going to tell you a lot of what they think of Jordan Mailata, because from all reports, you know, leading up to the beginning of the season, like, this kid's going to be an absolute stud. And you're not just hearing it from Eagles people like Dave Spadeo, but you're hearing it from former offensive linemen. I'm very hesitant to believe, you know,
some guy,
Chris Carter, on the prospect of an offensive lineman. When I start hearing Ross Tucker, when I start hearing Trey Thomas, who's on the morning show, when I start hearing there was another guy who was a former offensive lineman. When I start hearing those guys break it down and say, no, this kid's going to be a stud, well, my ears perk up. And that's what you heard about Jordan Mailata. When it comes time for the draft to roll around, though, if they take a first-round pick and they use it on a left tackle, to me, that's going to tell you a lot, because they do need a safety. And to your point about bringing back Rodney McLeod, do you want to bring back Rodney McLeod, albeit probably on a reworked contract, though, but he's coming off a major injury?
And that's the concern.
Or do you just go out and you sign somebody
safety
else?
He's not old, but an older safety.
But I mean,
around.
We were sitting here like going like, "What was me with Corey Graham?" And now we're looking at a guy playing safety who's never played safety in his life, in Russell Douglas. So the Eagles get the ball back, 14-3 with 9 minutes left in the half, and Clement picks up probably six yards. So off to a good start. Positive
having himself
yardage.
A nice game. Especially, it's funny, too, because the offensive lines looked really good in run block schemes.
Yeah, they have.
And then pass blocking,
they
looked terrible. Awful.
Yeah, and I did not expect that. I did not expect that at all. I kind of expected them just to struggle in general.
Well, and I apologize. I can't remember who said it, but sometimes you take a look at these guys, and they like to go at the defensive line. You know, when you're run blocking, you're going at them. When you're pass blocking, you're letting them come to you.
Yes, I think it was Trey.
Was it Trey who said that?
Like
it may
Trey.
Have been Trey.
And it makes sense that you'd rather burst off and attack a guy than wait to get, you know, attacked. It makes perfect sense. That's good. That's good defense. That's a good job by Eli Apple, local kid. His mom must be happy about that.
She's probably on Twitter right now.
That kid is a head case, man.
He's a nightmare.
And it always amazes me the level of interest NFL teams will get into with prospects. I mean, they'll interview your, you know, first grade teacher to find out a little bit more about you. And then they draft a kid and they still don't know this kid's a head case. Always amazes me. And they reached on him too. As I sit here and bash him, though, he had a nice play, and I've been told he's had a pretty good season. Unfortunately, though, the drive stalls, 4th-and-1, Zach Ertz can't pick up the first down. Let me ask you your opinion on Zach Ertz this season.
Well, I think Zach Ertz has been a product of having to be more of a check-down tight end, where, you know, you don't get him out in the open field too much, you don't get him out over the middle too much. He's catching a lot of passes, and he's not scoring a ton of touchdowns. I don't know if it's necessarily a product of him playing down a level a little bit, or it's just a product of him having to be closer to the line because of the fact that the offensive line's been so bad.
Oh, Beckham drops it, and I mean, they're not going to be able to get the ball, but
that's where you got to throw a crack on him.
Yep.
You absolutely have to level
Odell Beckham Jr., make him think twice about it. So here's my thing with him. I always hated it when people said Bobby Abreu hit all of his home runs in meaningless spots. They said the same thing about Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard never hit a meaningful home run, apparently, according to Ryan Howard haters.
That's stupid.
I don't want this to sound like I am Zach Ertz hating, but it seems like he picked up a lot of his yardage last week when the game was clearly out of reach. He picked up his touchdown last week when it was, you know, they were down. I mean, they weren't going to win the game.
And that didn't happen last year. And that's why we thought it was a coming of age for Zach Ertz, because it didn't happen last year.
Well, he is on pace to have like a 1,400-yard season, and that is incredible. I feel like half of those yards are coming at times where it's like they're coming back from games or they shouldn't be coming back from. He's not doing it in the meaningful portion of the game. Now, granted, to defend Zach Ertz with this statement, though, they weren't down a lot last season. So when he was being productive, he was doing so when they needed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they would add to their score. They'd be up
down by 10 with 2 minutes to go where a touchdown doesn't help him at all. So, yeah, just go ahead and score. But he's been struggling. He's been frustrating for me because a play like that, to not go to the first down marker and to be 1 yard short, I've seen that too much this season from him where the wherewithal of, all right, where's the marker? I know I'm supposed to go here, but let me just go an inch, you know, or a yard more and get that first down. I'm not seeing that from him, and it's been frustrating. With that said, though, I mean, he's on pace for 1,400 yards, so I'll give him a little bit of a pass.
Yes, statistically speaking, he's going to have a tremendous year.
I need a replay of this run. Holy God, Saquon Barkley is just going off.
He's a freak.
Yeah, this run is unbelievable. And it was set up by a great block, and I need to see the block. It was a great block, pancake block, and I want to see who got run over because Saquon would have been wrapped up if it wasn't for the block on, and they're replaying it now, so just bear with me here.
That's Solder all the way out there.
Nate Solder
on. Look at him move, and then look at him at the end of the play. He is down the field.
I gotta see
getting ready to block. By the way, if you want to see where that comes from, all you have to do is go back to the Rose Bowl against USC and watch the run that he had. You'll be amazed by his natural cut ability. You watch those two plays put together, and the guy probably ran about 200 yards on the two plays and only scored one touchdown.
Nigel Bradham got absolutely rocked on that. There's Nigel Bradham getting absolutely destroyed. And if Nigel Bradham can shed that block, he probably wraps him up. I say that like it's easy to do, but it's not, and Saquon is proving that. But his cutting ability, I know it seems like we're fawning over the guy, but it's hard not to after watching this run. Because,
on a wet turf, too.
Because he's just shaking off tacklers and letting the blockers set up the blocks for him, too. He's going to be a problem for years to come, man. I am not looking forward to facing that dude. You know, and the Giants haven't really had a running back either since, what, Tiki?
Brandon Jacobs.
He was a power back. I wouldn't even consider Brandon Jacobs a good running back. He had, like, one good season. A
couple of good years. But, yeah, I guess you could probably go back. I mean, Ahmad Bradshaw had a couple of good years. But, you know, there was no sustainability since Tiki.
Yeah, I mean, when Ahmad Bradshaw, it was really Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs set up that Thunder and Lightning duo. But even then, I mean, it wasn't holy crap, this back is something else. You know what I mean? Guy was a seventh round pick from Marshall, so he wasn't unbelievable, but Saquon Barkley is just something else. If they could hold these guys to a field goal and have the bend don't break defense will break as soon as the drive stalls.
By the way, have you noticed the difference today in the screen game when Barkley's in the game and when Wayne Gallman's in the game? Wayne Gallman looks lost in the backfield. And I know he knows he's losing touches to Saquon.
He should.
But obviously he should. You're
Dude,
right.
You're Wayne Gallman. I mean, you need to play Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror if you're wondering why you're losing touches. Like, that last run by Saquon Barkley is the reason you're losing touches, dude. You're Wayne Gallman. People don't even know you're in the NFL. You show up at the club and you say, I'm Wayne Gallman. They say, yeah, that's great. $20 for the cover. Like, no wonder you're losing touches. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You're losing touches to Saquon Barkley, for Christ's sake. You know, you're not losing touches to Tyler Zuli or Benny Odita. But, I mean, don't get mad at it. You're Wayne Gallman.
No, but his play has been so poor today.
Oh, yeah, he's looked
so
lost.
Poor.
He's doing nothing to earn himself more touches. And Michael Bennett gets called for playing football. That's all I can call the roughing the passer these days.
Yeah, that's the flag. It's playing football.
It's playing football. Michael Bennett gets called for playing football too viciously. Please bring back the violence in football. Make football violent again. I mean, I saw some guy on Twitter just say just put flags on the quarterback. It sounds really stupid on the surface. At least then we'll know what a sack is.
Yeah, but these guys can't get hit in practice anyway, so what's the difference? They wear the stupid red jersey in practice.
It's unbelievable. They're fragile eggs, Tyler.
Listen, I get it. I don't want anybody to suffer through CTE the way guys like Junior Seau have. And have it ruin your life. I get it. I totally get it. But there has to be some kind of ability to get after the guy who A, makes the most money, B, makes the most plays, and C, has the football in his hands every single play he's on the field.
All right, second goal after that penalty, unfortunately. And that penalty is a killer because you had them. I mean, they weren't doing much after that Saquon Barkley run. It was, I think, 3rd and 15. And that, you know, gives them life a little bit. That's going to be pass interference. Wow, it is not.
Jalen Mills has been remarkably better.
But I'm still waiting for the flag. I'm still waiting for the flag. All right, it's safe to say now that they won't call a flag. And that's the sad part, is I have to wait this long to say. No, Jalen Mills played good this game. I can't believe I'm saying it. And you know what
he's
he
been great.
You know what he didn't do?
He didn't finger wag.
He didn't wag.
He didn't finger wag last week. He thought about it and he didn't do it. But his play in the red zone this year has been, I don't know if you could say any other word than sensational. He's been great in the red zone. As bad as he's been on the rest of the field, he's been tremendous in the red zone.
Wow, that was a great play.
That's another great play by
Darby. That
was
a great play. I'll tell you what, folks. These Eagles cornerbacks are showing up in a big way. We're going to take a break because this field goal is a chip shot. 610-632-0975 is Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Gargano.
Welcome to the program.
You are part of this whole thing.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Big savings are going to rock the house. It's Gateway Kia's Rocktober Savings Spectacular. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rock on in a new 2018 Kia Forte. Just $149 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Just $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Come let us rock your world by getting up to $6,000 overbooked value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to get big savings that rock, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
This is a 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, and tax title and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade gas value. Credit approval expires 10/31/18.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies? And you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please. I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the... you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it. I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second straight game and fell to 2-3 after their 23-21 loss to Minnesota. They made it close in the fourth quarter, but did themselves no favors by only scoring 6 points in the first three quarters. They now face the G-Men in New York on a short week this Thursday night.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit InjuryLawyer.com.
This is Sal Powell.
Antonio. Have you gotten your hands on my new book, Philly Special? The inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship? Well, I have an exclusive offer for you. Go to springmillcountryclub.com right now. That's springmillcountryclub.com to reserve your copy of my book and join me Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for a private Q&A and book signing, all hosted by Spring Mill Country Club. So reserve your book and your spot for this limited engagement now at springmillcountryclub.com. See you on the 18th.
Go to springmillcountryclub.com today and reserve your spot at this exclusive limited engagement. Get the inside story that only a Sal Pal can deliver. Space is extremely limited, so reserve your book and your seat today at springmillcountryclub.com.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old-world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas. I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on the Birds' Thursday night matchup in the Meadowlands against Eli Manning and the Giants. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love.
It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of three different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for three games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, B-line enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Hey, it's Andrew Salchunas. Join me tonight to watch the Birds take on the G-Men on the big screen at the official Fanatic Watch Party at Sugar House Casino. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, and $12 Miller Lite Buckets. There is plenty of free parking and a ton of prizes. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more info.
If you're tired of the same old Gentleman's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. Other special events this month include UFC 229 Live on pay-per-view October 6th and the annual Halloween Bash with featured performer Callie Jane on October 19th and October 20th. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lite and Thursday Night Football. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
The Home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, we're making a habit of this, Tyler, where we go to break, and all of a sudden the Eagles start doing positive things.
We'll do it live.
All right, we'll do it live.
We're not breaking for the rest of the game. 45 minutes worth of commercials at the end.
3rd and 3, Carson Wentz scrambled, picked up a huge, huge first down. Nelson Aguilar improvised and set up a touchdown to Zach Ertz in the back of the end zone. And the Eagles are rolling 21-6, 4 minutes and 22 seconds left in the half. It's worth noting, by the way, the Eagles will get the ball to start the second half. I was complaining about him earlier, Tyler. I was complaining about Zach Ertz. And he shut me up.
Well, and that's the kind of route that you want Zach Ertz running towards the end zone. Because there's nobody that's big enough to defend him or strong enough to keep him out of the end zone.
Now, with that said, I do want to go back to the 3rd-and-3 conversion to Nelson Aguilar. Because one of my issues with Zach Ertz was seen again, which is you need 3 yards. And if you go back and watch the All-22 or watch the replay of it, he needed 3 yards. He goes 2. And it reminded me of a play. It wasn't the Tennessee game. Might have been the Indianapolis game or the game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. But it was a key conversion, and they needed like 4 yards, and he went 3. And I don't know what it is about this guy that he can't figure out where the sticks are, go to him, pass the sticks, and then catch the ball. But he was open, and Carson Wentz would have thrown him. But Carson Wentz had the realization of, well, he's not going to get the first down anyway. That set up the long play to Nelson Aguilar. Once again, great play by Aguilar, and sets up the touchdown to Zach Ertz in the back of the end zone, but he's going to figure that out.
He's such a terrific downfield route runner that it blows my mind that he doesn't know where he's going, but you're right. It's so weird to look at a guy that is such a threat everywhere on the field to run such tremendous routes, except for when you need 4 yards. You know, he's a good 15-yard guy. He gets you 12 to 15 on a reception, that's great. He can't find his way to the 3-yard sticks.
Yeah, I don't want to make this about a Zach Ertz bashing after he just caught a touchdown pass, but it was just something that I noticed immediately, and I was waiting for that play to kind of fall apart, and luckily it did not. You know, Nelson Aguilar picked up that huge first down, which, by the way, he's got 3 catches for 90 yards already in this game, so that's good. But the Giants have the ball back, 4:22 left. Drew in Westchester, we will get to you right after this play. We just want to see what Eli Manning is going to do here. Empty backfield. And, oh, it was almost picked off. But once again, though, and we talked about this repeatedly during the show, Eli tries to get to Beckham, and the Eagles do a great job of disrupting the play. And I'm telling you, you're going to eventually start seeing Odell Beckham Jr. start mouthing off to either his teammates or a poor kicking net. It's going to be one of them.
I'm quite honestly surprised that Beckham battled for that football as much as he did. Because, you know, when he's beat, you know when he is beaten, yeah, and he gives up. The fact that he battled at all for that ball, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I don't think it was a great throw either. But
no, it wasn't a good throw, but he came back to it even a little bit.
But I'll tell you what, the defense has stepped up, man. The defense is playing really, really well. And they sack
That's
him. They get. They get. And I want to make sure there's not a flag for playing football. Destiny Vio, how about that?
He's such a nice role piece because he's never going to be that guy. But he's a nice, nice role piece.
You know things are going well when Destiny Vio is checking in. It's just knocking on the door and saying hello. Destiny's here. All right, let's get a phone call. Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. This is the game I was hoping to catch last week.
Yeah, no, I think you speak for literally every single Eagles fan, especially the ones that wasted their time and money going down there.
Yeah, I feel bad for those guys, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I know the Giants aren't, you know, Minnesota. They're not the greatest team. But
it's still a divisional opponent, and I think this is a game, you know, a get-right game where you can, you know, get your swagger back, and you're seeing that a little bit with this team. The more the plays go on, the more the results are there on the field. They're starting to get that swagger that we saw from the last season, and if they can carry this over into, you know, the next game, the game after that, the game after that, you could see a little bit of a roll. And, you know, we can't forget to mention the fact that this entire division is a dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the division is totally up for grabs. I mean, it's ours for the taking. It's nice also to see Wentz standing upright for a while, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree, man. It didn't look good early on. It just looked like Jason Peters looked old, and Lane Johnson was kind of in a bend, don't break. He was getting pushed back, but Carson is extending the play. He's delivering the ball quickly, so he's doing himself a favor by getting the ball out quick. But you're right. He hasn't taken too many unnecessary shots, and he's looked good, man. He's taking shots downfield. There's not a lot to complain about with this game. And as I say that, they pick up a nice pass interference call. Is that my man Perkins?
No, that was Jordan Matthews.
Okay, all right. I forget.
We had a sighting earlier.
I forget.
And I thought you were going to blow a gasket.
That Jordan Matthews doesn't wear 81 anymore. It's freaking me out, man.
No, Kamar Aiken does.
I forgot. Yeah, I mean, well, you can't give up Kamar Aiken's jersey number. It's just disrespectful. Wow.
You might get two penalties on the flag.
Was
no, for? I think the flag was for pass interference.
Because the ref in the end zone threw it.
So he clearly didn't see the play.
But they literally picked up Wentz and threw him down to the ground.
See, if he would have stopped right at the jump, he would have had time. He would have had an argument to say he was mid-flight when Carson let go of the ball. There's not much you can do. But the throwing him to the ground, I mean, that is like Cam Newton getting away. That's like, you know, when Cam Newton gets thrown to the ground and nobody gets called for it.
All right, so I believe, and I was having trouble hearing exactly what the call was, but I believe they did call the defensive lineman for basically hog-tying Carson Wentz and throwing him down with a burst there. I mean, I know we joked about they're playing football, but like that was literally unnecessary roughness. He clearly got the ball out in time, and he just grabs him and throws him down. So he did get called for that. It looks like there was no call for the pass interference, however. But they do, you know, move up 15 yards. So 21-6. If the Eagles can you imagine if they punch another one in?
You go up 28-6 at halftime, and you get the ball back.
Yeah, this game's over at halftime. I mean, hand it off to Stasek and Torty.
Literally put them in the game.
I won't go that far. Stasek's knees can't hold up.
But he wears shooter sleeves.
You see the way, I know. But
he's got to count for something.
Man, you see the way he hobbles in here. His days are over. No one told him. That's the problem. Nobody let him know that he's retired.
It's going to be a block in the back on Goddard.
That was a bad hit.
Was that Ertz?
That was a bad,
I can't tell. They look exactly the same.
That was a bad hit that Wentz took, man. And I'm shocked that there wasn't a flag. There shouldn't be a flag for it, but with this day and age, I'm just surprised that there's not.
Yeah, no helmet contact. I think that's probably why.
And I don't know who the linebacker is, but the linebacker did get up and kind of try and make it known of like, hey, I tried to, you know, not initiate contact with the head. But you just, with this day and age, man, I don't know what's a flag and what's not.
And Wentz did a good job to get down early, because that slide, if it starts even a second later, he's getting clocked.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. But at this day and age in the NFL, I expect anytime the quarterback gets hit, I expect a flag. That's where we're at in the NFL today, where I expect it. Oh, you got hit and you're a quarterback? Oh, well,
flag. Might as well throw out a flag.
All right, so we'll probably wait. The 2-minute warning right now, Eagles up 21-6. And we'll end up waiting until the end of the half to take a break. But the Eagles are driving, and they look, this is the team. This is the team that we've been begging to see this entire season. You know, I mean, Atlanta was one thing because it was the opening week. You had Nick Foles, Super Bowl hangover, what say you, but whatever it is. But they won the game, so it was like, okay, well, and not only did they win the game, they won the game in a very similar fashion to the way they beat them in the playoffs. So it was like, okay, fine. Tampa Bay, you get steamrolled by a hot quarterback. All right, you don't look good in it. You couldn't do much, but Carson's back the next week. They win that game against Indy. Should never have been that close, but hey, he's coming back from an injury. We'll deal with it. And then you'll lose it to Tennessee, and then you lose to Minnesota. So they needed a get-right game, and they're getting it finally.
Well, and you know what the funny thing is about all those games that you mentioned? No one ever talks about the point differential when you win a football game, because nobody cares. You care when you lose, and you how you lose and how, you know, how close or how big of a blowout it was. You don't care if you win by one or you win by 100. So it's funny to look at it. The Eagles plus minus through the first 5 weeks is minus 1 point. It goes to show you that the Eagles aren't a bad football team. They've just played
Giants lost how many close games last season, and they won 3 games.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, that's a participation trophy.
But that's the thing, is that's what I'm saying, is you look at it, and when you're losing 13 games, no matter how many games you lose close, you lost 13 games. When you lose 3 and you win 13, nobody cares about how you won those games.
All right, so we've said, I just said it actually to Drew in Westchester, there's not a lot to complain about.
No.
So I tweet out, you know, look at Jalen Mills making plays, never a doubt, which is obviously tongue-in-cheek because I've ripped
Jalen Mills hate the guy
this entire season. And Emrod tweets in, making plays. He missed multiple tackles in the running game.
Everybody has missed tackles. It's Saquon Barkley's playing well.
It's Saquon Barkley. I mean, come on, man. Like, I swear, some fans can just not be happy. They won't allow themselves to be happy. And you're gonna hear it tomorrow. Knock on wood, this game will be over at halftime. Okay? Now, I say that we saw 2 weeks ago a mediocre quarterback lead Tennessee back. So, knock on wood. But if they end up winning this game, they win big. What are you going to hear tomorrow? From a lot of negative fans, you're going to hear, well, they beat the Giants. They're supposed to beat the Giants. It's not going to be anything positive.
No.
And it goes to the point of you can just, there's some fans out there who they just can't get out of their own way. They have to be miserable.
You are supposed to beat the Giants, yes. But when you execute the way that they have executed so far tonight, and if it continues into the second half and they win this football game, just enjoy the fact that the Eagles are now 3-3 and they have far less of an uphill battle to climb. I don't know why you have to be to the utmost negative. I'm a negative fan, and I'm probably a negative broadcaster too. However,
oh, I'm a very negative fan.
You have to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good and look at it and say, yeah, the Eagles have dominated tonight.
Yeah,
there's no other way around it.
I mean, I know the first four games of the season, and I wasn't here for last week, but the first four games, it was like I was miserable.
It was zero fun.
They weren't fun. You know, I don't like being miserable. The Super Bowl was a lot of fun. I had fun during that game. They won that game, you know? But I usually, you know, sway miserab. I sway the negative angle. But, look, man, after I've watched 5 weeks of just bad football, I don't care if they're playing the little Giants. I just want a good performance, you know, because I should have seen that in week two. I should have seen that in week three. I should have seen that in week four. I didn't get it. Week five, you're playing a good Minnesota team. Okay, I'll take it. You know, if you lose that game, fine. I'm not happy about it, but I understand it.
No, but that's the only acceptable offense so far.
Yeah, I mean, you ran into an offense that's tough to compete with. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs on the outside. We said it leading into that game of how the hell are you going to compete with those two guys? Your cornerbacks are struggling, and you've got these two Ferraris coming in. And you're racing, you know, a VW bug. Like, that's tough to do. But with the Giants, yeah, okay, they have offensive firepower. We've talked about it. And we did predict a close score, but I'm not going to, you know, poo-poo a big-time ass-whooping. I'm not going to do that. I can't. I won't, Tyler.
You shouldn't.
I won't do it.
You should not do it.
Third and two. They're in field goal range.
And that's the big thing right there is, you know, you get three. It'd be nice to get seven. You get three out of this. You go into half or close to it, up 24-6 with the opportunity to get the football back.
And they're not going to end up picking it up.
That's a bad play call.
That's bad blocking. They gave him nothing. They gave him absolutely nothing.
No, but you know that your running back situation is not ideal. That's not the play I'm running.
I honestly don't mind the play call. It's third and two.
Is he considering going for this?
I think he might be.
He looked like he was going to his scorecard.
If we could get, you know, big you-know-what Doug back, I'd love it because I didn't see it in Tennessee. I saw safe
sure
Doug.
Didn't.
That's what I saw in Tennessee, safe Doug. I don't want safe Doug. Safe Doug didn't win the Super Bowl. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but once again, Jason Peters was not able to get the block down. It's concerning. It's concerning that this guy has just... It's like watching Chris Chelios go back to the AHL. It's just sad. You know, you don't want to see it. Guy's a legend, but it looks like they might be going for it. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they just try to draw him off sides and then, you know, back it up and kick a field goal and take the delay of game. But if that's the case, though, I mean, get to the line. Start doing the hard counts.
Make it look like you're trying to call
it. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you got a two tight end set in right now. This is not your... You send a hard count,
but that's
type
what he
formation.
Wants you to think, Tyler. Come on, man. I think he's just trying to draw him off.
Yeah. At this point, yeah.
All right. Yep. They burn a timeout.
What is sending guys in motion going to do for you, though?
I mean, moving pieces. You might get some guy to panic. When they send a guy in motion, you might, as a defensive player, think, okay, they're actually to call a play. So that hard count might end up
working in your favor.
Exactly.
I guess you're right.
Well, how does it hurt?
It doesn't.
All right. Then what are we complaining about?
Because we're nitpicking because this is the first time that this has been enjoyable football.
Man. So I was just talking about people like you. Can never be happy.
You just bashed on Zach Ertz for 25 straight minutes.
In motion and Tyler sits here and goes, oh, what are they doing that for?
I'm just asking questions.
You know why they're doing it, Tyler? Because this is America and you're able to do that in this country.
Because I'm an inquisitive person.
You're able to do that in this country.
About football.
In America, you're able to send guys in motion free of persecution. That's why.
In this sport.
6-1.
Assuming they line up in the correct formation.
It's way more fun to watch a game when they're winning and we're able to joke around. 610-632-0975. 33-yard attempt for Jake Elliott here. Unfortunately, with Jake Elliott's never given, but he does nail it. So the Eagles will go into the half 24-6. They will get the ball to start the second half. You're giving the Giants a minute and probably about a minute 29. Yeah, a minute 29 to go. And see if they can, you know, put any points on the board and get a drive going. Knowing Pat Shurmur, he'll probably just, you know, run a couple plays and then, you know, if they don't pick up any yards, just take a couple knees and go into halftime and regroup. But if you guys want to chime in on what you guys are watching out there, it's Pat Egan, it is Tyler Zuli. We'll take a break now. And when we come back, it is your calls after that. 610-632-0975, Egan and Zuli on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Love your weekly dose of Sal Pal. Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join Sal Friday night for a special edition of the Sal Pal Football Hour from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, 3120 South 20th Street in South Philly.
Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by A2 Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second straight game and fell to 2-3 after their 23-21 loss to Minnesota. They made it close in the fourth quarter, but did themselves no favors by only scoring 6 points in the first three quarters. They now face the G-Men in New York on a short week this Thursday night.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit injurylawyer.com.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
French Creek Outfit.
Tires in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your play slip, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, beeline enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Rich Eisen here. Your kid just won her soccer tournament. Her team wants to get pizza and you're on driving duty. Now, if you're driving the Honda Odyssey with room for up to 8, there's nothing to worry about. Available Magic Slide seats let you easily maneuver the second row, accommodating almost everyone. Then there's the available Honda Sensing that'll help stop your car and keep you on the road. That way, her teammates' parents can feel at ease too. Visit your local Honda dealer to check out the Honda Odyssey, a 2018 IIHS top safety pick for touring and elite trims.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas. I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on the Birds' Thursday night matchup in the Meadowlands against Eli Manning and the Giants. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
Big savings are gonna rock the house. It's Gateway Kia's Rocktober Savings Spectacular. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rock on in a new 2018 Kia Forte. Just $149 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Just $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Come let us rock your world by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to get big savings that rock, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases of 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, and tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease over trade, gas value, and credit approval expires 10/31/18.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, so one of the funnier signs that happened during an NFL game, an NFL kicker managed to miss a field goal, a 52-yard field goal. He was short. Now, it's one thing to miss wide right. It's one thing to miss wide left. You miss short. That's laughable. And as I say this and I make fun of the Giants kicker, the Eagles end up getting the ball back, and they do a little bit of a drive, and Jake Elliott misses horribly wide right. So,
listen, I'm done with Jake Elliott.
Yeah, he's got to go.
I'm done with him.
He's got to go. He's got to go.
26 of 39, so he's now 26 of 40. Go. That's 13 of 20.
I mean, the positive is he's not missing, you know, short on 52.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was last season. That was a bad number. He's 26 of 31. He's 26 of 32.
I was talking to Devon Givens, who does a great job on our pregame show about this. I have no confidence in him. And I don't have, any confidence in him, you know, from distance. I don't have any confidence in him from, you know, 40 and in. I have no confidence in him at all. Because normally he's hitting those field goals. And as I say this, Odell Beckham Jr. is not pleased. He just heads in the locker room shaking his head. So that's a great sign for Eagles fans. I have no confidence in him at all. And I need a little bit of a confidence in my kicker. We had confidence in him last year after he hit the field goal. He didn't miss for a while.
But then it slowly deteriorated.
And now we're back to where it was. We're back to, that's the reason the Bengals released him.
Listen, he's 8 for 10. That's not bad. However, he's 34-41 over 20 games. He's missed 7 field goals in 20 games. You know who didn't miss 7 field goals in 20 games? Caleb Sturgis.
Yeah.
But we hated Caleb Sturgis here. We never trusted Caleb Sturgis.
He struggled past like 55 yards. I mean, he just didn't have a leg, in my opinion.
But he was accurate from where he was, though. I'd rather an accurate kicker from, you know, that he can't kick past X amount of yards. That's fine, because you're getting accuracy from other places. You're not getting accuracy from Jake Elliott. You're getting inconsistency.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, the biggest issue I have with him is just, it's, you never know what you're getting. Every time he lines up for a field goal, I'm just like, I'm not expecting this to go in. And, you know,
that's NFL kickers. It shouldn't be that way.
But it shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I was spoiled because I grew up with David Akers, who was automatic from everywhere. But I have no faith in this guy. They need to go out. They, at the very least, they need to bring in kickers to have a tryout.
At least work out.
Just to light a fire under them. Just to light a fire. That's all I'm asking for.
There may not be any better out there. I don't know. However, you've got to try.
All right, do you have the stats from the first half? Because the Eagles will get the ball back.
Yeah, give me one
second. They lead 24-6. This is a score that I don't think many people expected. The line was down to 1 to start the game. So I know Vegas was not exactly expecting this route, if you will, that we're seeing. And we talked about this earlier. The game's not over because Odell Beckham Jr. could come out of the half and put the team on his back and
quickly
score 3 touchdowns. And next thing you know, they're back in it. But early on, it looks really, really good for the Eagles. But let's head to the stats.
Carson Wentz, 14 of 21, 175 passing yards, 2 TDs. Flip side for Eli Manning, 10 of 23, 162. No touchdowns in that Kamu Grugier-Hill pick kind of early in the game. The Eagles haven't gotten a lot going rushing. Wendell Smallwood's the leading rusher, 7 carries for 26 yards. It was Corey Clement who scored the rushing touchdown. For the Giants, it's Saquon Barkley, 9 carries, 71 yards. He has 78 receiving yards as well. Nelson Aguilar, 2 catches, 90 yards, and that 58-yarder is his long. So, I mean, a majority of them came on that one play, but he has 2 catches for 90 yards. And, of course, the Eagles lead 24-6 at halftime. It's been domination so far.
They look good. 610-632-0975. If we wanted to skew negative, what would you complain about? What's the one thing you complain about most?
I think it's still the offensive line. I think it has to be the offensive line. They've looked, and it's so weird. We've talked about it. They've looked good at times in run protection. They've looked really good at getting after the Giants' defensive line. But when they get back on their heels, they look like they're getting beat.
Mine, I guess, if I had to pick one, would be Jason Peters, who just doesn't look good anymore. Does not look good. And no way to
hide it. How do you write this, though? You don't have any quick fixes.
You don't.
Big V's not better.
You don't. Big V, I mean, I have the same amount of confidence in Big V as I do in Jake Elliott, you know? Last year's last year, and from what I saw from Big V early on this season, it wasn't good. And there's only so much teaching that Jason Peters can give to Big V. Now, with that said, Big V came in for Jason Peters when he hobbled off the field, 2 weeks ago? He didn't look terrible in that, but I don't have a lot of faith in him. You basically have to pray to God that Jordan Mailata literally progresses leaps and bounds from 1 year to the next.
You have to pray that an Australian rugby player who primarily basically played the equivalent of running back in the Australian league becomes a sustainable left tackle. That's a big, big request. And I know he's been good, at least in practice, he looked good. but that's not something that I'm confident in.
This is a mixture of like the Blind Side and the Million Dollar Arm. Just like this
you're gonna just pull a guy off the streets. Yep.
The story of Jordan Mailata. I mean, look, that's what the seventh round's for. I'd rather have Jordan Mailata than some fifth-year cornerback from Stanford. You know,
no, I don't disagree.
4.640, but
and that's what happens when you're the Super Bowl champions. You can take a guy like that because you're supposed to not have needs and not have too many holes to fill. And well, I mean, as the year goes on, it's clear they have a ton of holes.
This guy had no idea how to line up when he got to Philadelphia. That's how far this guy has come. He had no idea what a stance was, what to do. He was clueless. I mean, they were teaching him like remedial stuff on how to learn to play offensive line.
Yeah, how to move your feet.
But apparently, the guy's a sponge, and he did look good in the preseason. Look, I mean, it's the preseason football. I'm not going to dive into it too much. As I said, I believe when former offensive linemen praise other offensive linemen, but that's what you have to hope for. You have to pray that Jordan Mailata ends up being the real deal, because if he's not, and if he's 2 years away, then you might be looking at a season of Big V as your left tackle.
You've got Big V and Matt Pryor. I don't know if okay with going into the season like that.
What are your other options? Because
you have to draft somebody.
Because no, but here's the problem. If you draft somebody, they're going to come with growing pains. And also,
I'm talking, you need to draft a first-round tackle.
That's my problem, is I think you have a first-round talent in Jordan Mailata. He's just going to take a year or two. So then you have to go with, okay, well, are we willing to wait on this guy?
You have a first-round athlete. I don't know if you have a first-round tackle yet in him.
Well, the only reason I'm saying you have a first-round talent on him is because you're seeing other offensive linemen say it, that this guy's going to be the real deal. I normally would tend to agree with you. I wouldn't buy into the preseason hype, but when you see Trey Thomas and Ross Tucker and who was the other guy? I think it was Stink. I think Schlereth say it, that this guy is going to be the real deal. I want to see if this guy can do something. I want to give him a little bit of time.
No, I'm ready to give him a chance.
Doing that, though, but you're not willing to give him a chance because you want to draft an offensive tackle in the first round.
No, but what I'm saying
is, giving him a year to learn the game.
No, I'm not trying to throw him under the bus. What I want to do with him is make sure that he's ready. But I'm not willing to give it a year of Big V because that's just throwing the talent.
Okay, but in fairness, if you draft the first round, you know, left tackle.
Right.
I feel like that's doing the same thing because this guy's going to learn how to play in the NFL. I mean, I understand.
He's going to be closer.
I understand
though,
left tackles come in usually and they play right away. Obviously, you're going to draft the left tackle in the first round. You want them to play right away, but you're still going to have growing pains with that guy having his first year in the NFL. Whereas with Big V, at least he's played there before. He's not going to give you flawless football, but he could be a nice bridge to Jordan Mailata. You're not going to be able to sign anybody because no left tackle worth a damn is going to take a 1 year deal.
Well, and then the issue becomes, if you're not willing to draft a tackle in the first round, then you need to consider drafting a left guard and putting some protection on that side.
Yeah, you really do. You really do.
Because the Seumalo experiment's over. It needs to be over.
That whole mess is just an absolute disaster. They missed on that pick, and then they're having a hard time realizing it. 610-632-0975. Pat Egan with you, and Tyler Zuli with you on the Fanatic. If we're taking your in-game reaction, what do you see that you like? What do you see that you don't? Second half coming up next. Eagles will get the ball back. They lead 24-6 on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
The rebound slam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
97.5, the Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Hey, this is Jason Martinez. Football's back, but that's only the second best news I've got for you today because, as you know, FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of finally. FanDuel Sportsbook, they have all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere. But you're only going to be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code, Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code, Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code, Jason, to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
In your life, there are very few days more special than your wedding day. And no one knows this quite like my team and I. This is Ron Jaworski, and we own and operate five award-winning wedding venues, each with their own breathtaking ceremony grounds and stunning ballrooms, set against the backdrop of our gorgeous golf courses. Our event staff will work with you on every aspect of your big day to ensure it's everything you've ever dreamed of. Visit RonJaworskiWeddings.com. and sign up for our upcoming wedding shows.
The National Brain Tumor Society invites you to take action in the fight against brain tumors and join them at the Navy Yard on October 13th for the Race for Hope Philadelphia. This family-friendly 5K timed run and walk raises funds and awareness for the brain tumor community. Visit them at raceforhopepa.org. Register today.
Shopping for a new or pre-owned vehicle? You'll do better at Bush during Bush Auto Group's one-day sale this Saturday only. Get record low prices on new and pre-owned vehicles. Shop bushautogroup.com.
Right now is the best time to buy jeans that make you look and feel your best. But act fast, because Macy's is only offering your favorite Levi's jeans at the lowest prices of the season until October 17th. Don't miss your chance to get Levi's men's jeans like the 505 regular and the 502 regular taper starting at $36.99. And the Levi's women's 720 high-rise super skinny and 721 high-rise skinny starting at $35.99. Hurry to Macy's and Macy's.com before this sale ends.
You've seen him on TV for years. You've heard him on the radio and see his picture nearly everywhere. And now is your chance to meet the star of pop culture. Who, you ask? It's the one and only Geico Gecko. June 30th to July 4th at Welcome America along the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. Plus, you'll get some great Geico giveaways and other great stuff. It's an experience you'll never forget. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. Woo! 97.5, The Fanatic.
Woo! I'll tell you, Tyler, Twitter is not kind when you start making fun of the Giants and then your kicker misses a 54-yarder.
Stop defending kickers.
Twitter is not kind, man. Not kind.
No, it's like your fault that you missed the field
out. So
these people taking it out on you.
You can follow the show on Twitter at Tyler Zuli. Tyler_Zuli?
Nope, just Tyler Zuli.
Tyler Zuli. Yep. All right, all one. Pat_Egan. So I tweet out, you know, laughing that the Giants, I don't care if he's injured. The fact that Giants kicker was short on a 52-yarder, it's like, that's it. You're not, every NFL kicker be able to make a 52-yarder. Whether you miss left or right, you should be able to make it.
He might be injured. That's fine. Why would you put your kicker in a compromising spot if he's injured?
So, you know,
that's a bad call by Shermer.
I'm making fun of him. They're up 24-6. So, you know, I feel like I can have this joy. And then Elliott gets up there and misses. He missed 54 yards to the right. I mean, he missed horribly.
Wide right. Wide right.
Wide, 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 and then wider some more right. And, you know, I immediately start getting ripped. We just love to eat our young in this city. They're up 24-6, and it's, you know, some jagaloon on the radio's fault that the kicker missed a field goal wide right. Folks, the sports gods aren't following my Twitter timeline. They're not.
No.
There isn't, you know, the ghost of Otto Graham up in the sky right now going, you see what Egan tweeted? We're sending this one wide, wide, wide right. They're not doing that. I hate to break that to you. I don't have Thanos-like abilities to snap my fingers and make a football disappear. I don't. All right, so, but it just cracks me up.
A lot cooler if you did.
It absolutely cracks me up that people, like, take it so seriously.
Yeah, like it's your fault that Jake Elliott missed
the kick. Way to go, idiot.
How about the fact that Jake Elliott last year finished 20th in field goal percentage, and this year he's in 24th, and that number's probably going to go down after tonight because he's 1-for-2.
Well, I imagine it will definitely go down. I had a Twitter conversation with a guy. Well, actually, I want to say who he was to give him a little shout out. It was Nate Todd, and we ended up coming to an agree to disagree situation, which is very rare for Twitter. Usually, it ends up with like you cursing me out and I curse you out, and
somebody
else, and then you know we act like we both won the argument, but we didn't do that. But I said, well, you still have faith in Jake Elliott, and he said, yeah, I don't know if I'm blinded by the 63-yarder, but I do, and I think that's where the pro Jake Elliott fans are. They're admittedly, they're blinded by the 63-yarder, but they still have faith in him.
The honeymoon needs to end, though.
But then there's guys like me and you, and I'm just saying, look, bring somebody in just to light a fire under him. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he needs to lose his job necessarily. Just bring in somebody else to light a fire, to let him know, hey, we can make a change. Because at this point, it started last season where him missing here and there, and it's carried over to this season where I don't have faith in him long, I don't have faith in him short, because last season he was missing short. He was hitting long ones. He was missing short. And that leads me to not have faith in you when you are going for a long field goal. Because why are you able to hit long ones but not hit short ones? It makes no sense. This season, he's missing long. I can't figure the guy out. But look, if that's your biggest issue and they're up 24-6, you know.
I don't think he has any confidence in himself right now. And listen, you can talk about 54 in bad conditions. I get it. It's not an easy kick, but he should not be going out there if he can't make the kick.
Yeah, it's... I think they're going to have to bring in somebody.
By the way...
Just to try out. Just to do a workout.
Oh, for sure. I don't care if it just lights a fire under his butt.
I'm not saying you need to lose his job over it. Now, if it continues in the next week, the week after, then we're talking. But I've seen way too many NFL teams this season especially, and I'm looking at Cleveland, lose games. And Cleveland almost did it this past week, although they ended up winning it. But they, you know, their kicker missing a decent field goal, but he should have hit it to win the game in regulation. I've seen way too many teams this season that, you know, they're losing games because of their kicker. And I don't want to be one of those teams, especially when you're 2-3. Knock on wood, you'll be 3-3. Every game is going to matter going down the stretch. You can't afford to have a kicker that, you know, is hit or miss.
Look at it in this way. How many kickers in the league, and I don't want to make this a kicker show, but how many kickers in the league are you utterly confident in every time they trot out on the field? A handful?
Yeah, probably.
You know, it's guys like Graham Gano, Justin Tucker, Chris Boswell. That's about it.
Vinatieri's up there.
Yeah, and Vinatieri's up there, and he's just going to kick until Goskowski. His leg falls off.
Ooh, that is a drop.
That's not a catch.
That's not a catch. Dude, hike it, dude.
But
hike
they already
it.
Did. The play's over. They ran a play. Wendell Smallwood ran for 2 yards.
That's right.
You're good.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted by the big dog Joe Stazak hobbling on in here with a cutoff shirt.
Please don't do that.
You really should see what this guy wears to work.
I'm begging for Carson Wentz to not do
he's
that.
Got, he's got a Texas A&M hat.
That's my Aggie.
And you're wearing.
Wait, you're Aggies? I thought you were a Miami guy.
I thought he was a Villanova guy.
I don't know.
But he's wearing a Michigan. But he's wearing a Michigan State. He's wearing a Michigan State. You know, what is that? Like a basketball jersey?
He's got that. He's got that other team in every sport.
Mess. He isn't. He's an absolute mess. You just sit down and you're just gonna.
I like to pace during the game.
All right. Well, then you can't add it. You can't. You can't add insight. That's the problem. We enjoy when you add insight, Joe. You know, we like to make you work more for no more money. This is a good screen. They're going to pick up some nice yards on that. That's a 20-yard pickup right there.
Almost a naked boot to the screen to the other side.
That was a nice block.
It's a good design play.
Yep.
That's nice something block, that man. Hasn't happened a whole lot today is they got out in space.
Yeah.
Look at this. Kelce out in space leading
the
way.
Yep. Samalu. Nice block. I still can't figure out why they benched Wisniewski.
I find it so difficult to say anything good about Samalu, even when he does something productive. I just almost feel like I want to hate the guy.
Well, and to me, Wisniewski's comments about there's a reason for it and it's not playing ability, that was telling to me. Basically saying, like, either the coaches are playing favorites or, you know, I'm not getting benched for playing. And the problem that I had, honestly, was that they weren't out of line. I mean, there was nobody that came out and said, yeah, that dude needs to be, that's the problem. Stefan Wisniewski is the problem. Nobody was saying that.
No one has ever said a bad word about the guy.
And in previous seasons, we've said that about Jason Kelce. We said that about, before Brandon Brooks was here.
Said it about Evan Mathis.
Yeah. Like, there have been guys definitely that's like, all right, that guy needs to go. I mean, I'm saying it about Jason Peters right now. And never once heard it about Wisniewski. Granted, it was in, you know, less than a year. But still, he wasn't the problem. And for him to be benched, I still find it questionable. I love a good... They're showing the New York Post and Daily News headlines. Oh, I love a good... Love a good New York Post overreaction.
Beckham's pose right there. I mean, he is looking for divine intervention.
You think Philadelphia overreacts to stuff? Jeez, you haven't seen overreaction until New York media. I mean, and we get it all the time.
The Yankee Giants fan is great.
All three of us have gotten it of like, you guys are overreacting to fill in the blank. This is ridiculous. You guys do this. This is why I'm not listening to sports radio. Blah, blah, blah. It's crap. Please, trust me. Go up and pick up any newspaper from New York and you haven't seen overreaction.
Doom and gloom every time.
They'll overreact at a Super Bowl parade.
There was doom and gloom about a Yankees team, a young Yankees team, get beat by a 105-win Red Sox team.
Yep.
Well, there was some kind of narrative that was going to end any other way but the Red Sox going to the ALCS.
Well, everybody's covered. Get in there. Ah, that's a good individual effort, though, by Alshon Jeffrey. The problem, too, is I would love to give him the ball again, but it's third down, so I just want to punch it in. But that was good coverage by the Giants there. And you're, you know, it's Tyler, you're seeing a great example of the impact that Alshon Jeffrey makes when he's back. I mean, this guy is...
His team marches when he's on the field.
It's a different situation.
And look at this drive. 6 minutes and counting. They're moving the football. Jason the clock Deers continues down, to run. Oh, yeah. Vitae's been in the game for quite a while.
I didn't even notice that. It's hard to hear what they're saying. Look at that. I love the fact they made sure to get that ball to Alshon. Love that. And you saw them do it with Clement earlier on in the game, and you just saw him do it with Alshon. I absolutely love that play call. Because you know how badly he wants to score, and you go out and make sure we will design a play on basically the 1 yard line in a blowout. We'll make sure to get the ball to him so he can get his touchdown. Love that.
That's a great.
Nobody cares. The Patriots run the play all the time.
The Patriots win. That's a great comment.
To the Eagles. Okay, the Patriots lost the Eagles. Nobody gives a rat's ass that the Patriots run that play all the time, Joe. Did anybody ask what the Patriots run?
You know who does? You know who cares?
You know who follows the Eagles now? The entire league follows the Eagles now. Okay? Since they won the Super Bowl, you know how many times I've seen the quarterback run out as a wide receiver? And all of a sudden that wide receiver, you know, throws the ball to the quarterback, the Philly special play. I've seen tons this season, whether it's college or the pros.
It's a play they shafted from New England.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. No, the Philly special was in their repertoire before that. Okay? Then the Eagles perfected. Did the Eagles not perfect it?
Yes, it worked to perfection. It's great.
Thank you.
I'm sick of
New England does it.
Because they're the model of success in our lifetime.
What's the Patriots record this season? I must have missed it. Are they 5-0?
They're 3-2.
Thank you.
Which is, by the way, better than the Eagles right now.
New England win. You know, Joe, do me a favor. Go. Get out. We're good. We'll let you know when we're going to tap it into the bullpen. Patriots run that play all the time. Eagles up 31.
He said nothing wrong in that argument there.
I just didn't want to hear it.
I understand, but he said nothing wrong.
Hate the Patriots. Do we have to break?
No, not yet.
Okay. We for the people out there to take you behind the scenes, we changed our break schedules. So
still a little confusing.
I have no idea when we're supposed to break and when we're not. But when are we breaking? 40?
I think 40.
Okay.
Benny, thumbs up? Okay, cool. We're good.
By the way, this movie was terrible. It was not good. First Man.
Boring. Cinema aficionado.
Boring as hell.
Really that bad?
It was just boring. Very boring. Like, I was disappointed because I liked the guy who made it. And Ryan Gosling's only negative that I can say about him is he's a liability in pass coverage as a secondary player on a football
sure
team.
Sure is.
But
sure
is. Bad movie.
And he can't dance.
Not a good movie. No, he can dance.
That movie was terrible.
You didn't like La La Land?
Hated it.
Dude, you can leave too. I'll do the show by myself. It's my favorite movie.
You're going to be producing and doing the show by yourself in a second if you don't start annoying people. Annoying people.
I don't even want to open up Twitter because my mentions are absolute fire right now.
85 notifications right now.
Absolute fire right now. I can't think of many, other than Jake Elliott, like I'm really struggling to think of.
So, yeah, you're struggling to fill time because this is the first time that the Eagles have put together a totally complete game and a dominating game over a bad Giants team, and that's great. And that's all we can ask for. And we hope it rolls over into next week. Because next week they're playing a better team. But I think they could beat Carolina.
I completely agree. I think Carolina is very beatable. And look, if they play like this, obviously, you know, you're back. The question for many Eagles fans will be, how much of this is the opponent and how much of this is, okay, they've got their swag back? And that's going to be the huge big question
call
for
it,
me.
I would probably call it like a 70-30 opponent. But no matter how many percentage it is on that 70-30, it's a percentage in the right direction. I would like to see what they carry this over to next week or when they play Carolina on 10 days rest at home. The game's at home, right?
Yeah.
Yep. At home. That's what I thought. At home. You know, if they get out to a hot start against Carolina, then we can get ready to start saying, yep, they're back.
Yep, I agree. And now you're forcing the Giants to abandon really their arguably their most talented player in Saquon Barkley because they're playing from so far behind right now. They're down 31-6 that they're just going to be, you know, passing the ball nonstop. They're going to have to abandon really their run game.
Remember what we talked about in the pregame too, right before the game started or as the game was getting going? What's the one thing the Giants do well when they try to catch up is quick passes over the middle?
Yep.
You're going to start seeing that a lot in the second half.
A whole lot. And that's one of the reasons. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think the game's done. But, you know, we talked about it earlier about in the second half, like Odell Beckham Jr. can really take over a game. And he can. Odell Beckham can't take over a game when you're down 31-6. He can come close, but he can't. I mean, that's too insurmountable. I'm probably jinxing him, and I'm not going to tweet that out because then all of a sudden my mentions will get blown up. Of, oh, no, you're jinxing us, but... I mean, knock on wood. You should. This should be an absolute blowout by the end of it. It should be a 40-something point game.
What you need to do for the rest of the year is right before the game start, tweet out things like Carson Wentz stinks, Eagles suck, and then just reverse psychology. If they think that the gods are looking at you this heavily, just reverse psychology them.
Yeah, that's why I love Twitter. I just love Twitter sometimes. And you can follow him on Tyler Zuli, at Tyler Zuli. Joe, what's your Twitter?
At JoeStazak975.
Mine's at @Pat_Egan. We're waiting on Joe Torti to come in. He's going to be my savior tonight because he's bringing me Tums. Bad heartburn. So I need
you can't get heartburn by breathing.
I do. It's bad. I need like Zantac. And I always have Tums on me,
too.
Yeah,
you bring this like industrial-sized tube of Tums. And you don't have it today.
Well, yeah, so what happened was I had to clean out my bag to go on a plane, and so I took out all the stuff that I didn't think I needed. I forgot to put the Tums back in. Still forgot them in, but I'm hurting right now.
It's a nice
catch. I'm playing injured. Oh, that is a hell of a...
It's a great play.
Yeah, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. with a great individual play to get the first down. Who whiffed on that? Was that Malcolm Jenkins? Who completely whiffed on the Odell Beckham tackle right there? What a great catch. And I'm trying to see who does it. Oh, they didn't show it. That's a bad replay. Although the Giants are trying to play hurry up a little bit. Yep, he's gone. As I sat there three plays ago saying how the Giants are going to have to abandon their run, Barkley busts one for a touchdown. And 31-6 immediately becomes 31-12.
Yeah, and there's no
maybe,
there's no
football
dip in confidence.
Maybe the football gods are listening to me. Maybe I'm not giving myself enough credit.
You want to turn your Twitter off for the night? I know that's difficult because you're on Twitter all the time.
I didn't tweet that one out, though.
You did just mention it. That's true. Here's the thing. That was a busted run scheme right there, and you're not catching him. Rasul Douglas isn't catching that guy.
No.
I don't think many people on this planet are catching that guy.
No, I mean...
And the way he runs, I mean, you don't bring him down from behind. You just let him go.
That was... Well, there goes my... And this is one of the reasons why I do in-game analysis and I do not do the coaching part. Because if I'm a coach, I'm basically abandoning the run. And then this guy shows out of nowhere and just starts busting out, you
know. Pat's ready to put his Madden package together. There's 21 minutes left in the game.
Just making me look stupid today. Which isn't very difficult.
Sometimes you just take the L.
It's not very difficult
to do. You just have to take the L.
Yeah, that was rough. But once again, so you're not... This doesn't put any concern into you.
No, not yet. If for some reason that the Eagles go 4-3 here and the Giants march down the field, then, you know, the doubt creeps in a little bit.
Yeah, they blew a 17-point lead to Tennessee, and I keep calling
Tennessee's
them
a
mediocre
better team.
Mariota, and they are.
Than the Giants.
It would be an epic collapse.
Oh, one of epic proportions.
It would
25-point lead.
Plaxico Burress with three touchdowns.
Imani Toomer touchdown.
I vividly remember
game.
That game. That was a tough one. Was it 14 points to Tennessee?
25 is a different animal.
I don't want to. Yeah,
25 is two additional.
I don't want to give him any extra credit, but 14 points, you say? Yep. Listen, why this is why he
17-3.
This is why he does post game and I do in game. Let's go to Jeff in Ridley Park. Jeff, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey guys, good evening. Great talk to you, Pat and Tyler. How are we doing tonight?
What's going on, man?
A lot better this week than we were last week, Jeff.
Same here, cuz. I'm just running up to work, and just with my 41-33 magnet, I want to say thank you very much.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for purchasing it, man. If you need any more, let me know. I got you.
Well, I forwarded a lot of links. You're going to see a lot more come your way, for sure.
I appreciate it, bud.
Go ahead.
No, it's time's yours, as Andy would say.
Oh, thank you very much. If Joe Stazak's still around, could you just remind him the best liquid on the planet was served the night of the Super Bowl at the Garage Bar in Fishtown? It's called Tom Brady's Tears. It was delicious.
You hear that, Joe? Tom Brady's Tears. Best liquid in town.
Yeah, it's an adult beverage that was served in a large drink pouch, like a big Capri Sun. It's something that he made up a special batch for that night.
Love that, Jeff. Love that. How you feeling about this game, though, real quick?
Never better. I love how Darby's got better coverage than T-Mobile out there. And Mills, even though he gave up a big play, he made up for it the next two.
Yeah, he's looked good.
You got to love seeing that.
He's looked good. And thanks for the phone call, Jeff. 610-622-0975. That doesn't change your opinion at all? Brady's Tears taste good?
Completely swayed now.
He's such
those five Super Bowls mean
he's
nothing
such a hater.
Anymore.
Nothing! I will be honest with you, Joe. I was headed down to Broad Street after they won the Super Bowl, so I missed your post game. But I imagine that you... I imagine because my Uber driver was not listening to
that
the
poor girl.
The
that poor girl.
I tipped her.
I will never forget that night.
I tipped her like $30 for like $20 ride.
She deserved it.
I was in such a good mood. I'm like, everybody gets cash. I didn't listen to the post game. I imagine that you came on and you found some negative slant to go with. Well, it shouldn't have been that close.
505 yards.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know they won the Super Bowl. It's exciting. It's the first time, but Brady goes off, and Tommy's gonna do what Tommy's gonna do. He goes off, and that's a little concerning to me going into next season. Was that not you?
I gotta lay it out, man. Little concern.
The Joe Stazak's pretty close. That might be your best impression.
I did Dr. Phil today, and somebody was like, "Oh my god, that is dead on."
That may be your calling. You may need to get out of this industry and get into impressions.
Well, I tried that once for about 2 years, and I got some hot water for it. So I'm gonna
pretend.
I'm gonna fall back on that. All right. Eagles get the ball. First and 10. They're up 31-13. And Wentz is very reluctant this game. I don't know if you've noticed it. I mean, I know I have definitely. He's airing it out, man.
He's slinging.
He's not going for the dinky dunk. Like first couple weeks, it seemed a lot of less than 10 yards, West Coast offense, Jeff Garcia type. Wentz is letting it fly.
I think he feels finally good about his connection with Jeffrey. His ability to time up with Alshon Jeffrey was very vital to the success of the team last year, and it's finally back. I think.
There we go. My Tums have arrived. Thank you, Joe. Joe texts me and goes, "This is what kind of a guy Joe Torti is." He goes, "I can bring you like 15. I'm like, "Joe, I need two." That's what kind of guy Joe Torti is.
Balls out.
They fumble.
Balls out.
They all say they have it, but of course they always say that. It could get interesting if they score another one. And Smallwood's had, he's definitely had fumbling issues.
Ogletree has the football.
But I don't know who they...
However, I don't know how you're going to make any call here.
I don't know who you're going to be able to call that for.
Ball's certainly out.
Yep.
I mean, the ball is certainly out. It just depends on if Smallwood fell on top of it on his way down. And how are you going to make a call there? There is no angle that you're going to... Oh, maybe this one.
He's got possession.
I stand corrected. You're right. I stand corrected.
Clear as day, Tyler. It won't be that hard because if they review it, he's clearly got the ball.
Clearly.
Oh, Joe Stazak agrees, so.
Clearly, yeah.
First down.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get you're gonna right here, in my opinion, in my non NFL coaching opinion, I would see Doug Peterson taking a shot right here. They get this ball back. Which they should. I would love to see a play action deep pass.
I agree because the Giants
punch
now.
The Giants
think that if they have the ball, and they're convinced they do, obviously, they think that if they have the ball, they're back in the game.
Sure, and they should feel that way.
You're down by 11 points. You're back in the game. It's a lot like when you're down, 3-2 in hockey, and you score to tie the game, and then all of a sudden the coach goes, "Oh, I'm going to challenge it for offsides that happened 5 minutes ago." It's a backbreaker. You finally claw your way back into it, only to have it taken away.
Sure.
It's going to be a similar thing. So if you go deep on this and basically just, put your foot right on the back of their head and just stomp them, I mean, it's going to be huge for the Eagles.
Well, and it turns from it being 31 potentially up to 31-20. They could swing that instead. It could be up to 38-13. And you've got that 25-point lead back with time dwindling away.
Yep. I mean, you could possibly have a situation where you impose your will, and I'm convinced that they're going to get the ball back. The replay clearly
showed. They should,
showed,
yeah.
clearly showed Smallwood grabbing that ball. And we will wait to break until the end of the drive here and find out what happens. So just sit tight with us. Joe Stazek and Joe Tortier are in the building. For some reason, they're standing outside. They usually come in. I don't know why.
Well, because every week you're here, kick Stazek out of the room.
Well, I don't want Stazek in the room. I don't like him, but I like Torty because he fixes
my
headphones.
They come as a package. They're
a team.
Maybe
that's the issue. Maybe Torty doesn't want to come in because he doesn't want to have to fix anything that I broke in here. Maybe that's one of the problems.
So you're only friends with him because he fixes your headset.
This is basically like the starters and the relievers. Like, for some reason we're separated in here, and I don't like it. I like to be a big happy group.
Well, they're waiting for the call to the bullpen.
Look, the clock's because Torty just asked when we break. Good question. Great question.
We're just waiting. They're waiting for the call to the bullpen. They want their music.
I mean,
Enter Sandman.
They're waiting for it. To answer your question, Joe, they switched the breaks. So I think we're supposed to break at 40.
Yes.
And they just mentioned that Philadelphia clearly recovered the ball. So the Eagles will take over. And we don't want to break in the middle of a drive because you never know what's going to happen. So we will end up waiting a little bit to take this break. But Wendell Smallwood, as we said, he clearly recovered the ball. It's a rare situation where you actually have a clear fumble where, you know, it's in a pile and you can see where the guy...
it obviously scored it out.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, and then he clearly reestablished possession.
Now, I like your idea of taking a shot, and I would do that too. But I also think there's a chance where he gives the ball back to Smallwood to get his confidence back. Because it seems like this is a kind of a player's game where, all right, you came close to scoring a touchdown, we'll keep feeding you the ball till you get the touchdown. Now, Smallwood was in there. He might be flanked out as a wide receiver in the slot because they're going with an empty backfield here with five wide receivers. Yeah, I see Smallwood.
An immediate blitz. Of course.
Yep. And Jordan Matthews catching balls. That's how you know things are going the Eagles' way. He caught a ball. How about that, huh?
He catches passes on the move well.
All stone hands, though.
Doesn't catch the ball standing still all that well.
No, he's terrible at that. That's one of the reasons he was a free agent.
Well, and the thing is, too, this is a great blitz pickup by Carson Wentz. Yep. Because the minute you go five wide and nobody in the backfield, the rule of thumb is the defense blitzes.
It takes away a lot for me.
And he did a good job to pick up the blitz and find the open receiver quickly.
I'll tell you what, though. That number 80 for Jordan Matthews is throwing me off.
It's weird. It's definitely weird.
The guy wasn't here that long. He was here for, 2 years?
And the funny thing is, that was his number in college, too.
I got so attached to 81 for him. Ooh, Eli Apple. Yeah, the Giants are such a dysfunctional. They're just... What I love is every few minutes they're showing more and more Giants just arguing on the sidelines about something. So it'll be like they're not arguing so much with each other, but
they're just airing frustrations.
Somebody needs to like calm the other guy down. You saw it last week when Odell Beckham was calming down Shepard on the sidelines. Now coach is trying to calm down Eli Apple. You're just seeing it's hilarious to watch. It's like watching a car wreck. It's great.
You can't turn away. You want to, but you can.
Imagine like liking traffic on I-76, enjoying that. Vernon gets the sack on Wentz. We haven't called his name too much this game. It's the first game of the season for the Eagles there, or for the Giants. I mean,
and you know what's kind of funny about the Giants team as opposed to being an Eagles fan is we've sat through bad years.
Yep.
I mean, the Chip Kelly 4-12 year was just unbelievably, unbearably hard to watch. Man. And then the 7-9 Doug year, there was ups and downs.
It wasn't great, but it was ups and downs.
But the difference between the 4-12 year and the 7-9 year was quick. It was 1 year, and then boom, they won the Super
Bowl.
That doesn't happen that quickly most of the time. But to watch this Giants team and go, yeah, they sucked last year, they suck this year, and next year they're probably going to suck too if Eli Manning's their quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, the Redskins are in the same boat. So on that sack, by the way...
I think the Redskins are leaps and bounds better than this team.
Well, my point
is...
My point is that they've sucked for years. I mean, you're never scared of the Washington Redskins. Last time you were scared of the Redskins, they had, RG3 as their quarterback? On that sack, by the way, Vitae got absolutely pushed back.
Totally bull rushed.
Yeah, it was awful. But Carson Wentz did an absolutely phenomenal job of holding on to the football. I mean, there's... not many quarterbacks, and if you watch the replay of it, there aren't many quarterbacks that hold on to the football the way he did. And I remember, I think his first year against Dallas, he got absolutely leveled and he made a really impressive play on one hand to hold on to the football that a lot of people were surprised about. His strength in his hands to hold on to the football is an underrated asset that doesn't get talked about because you just don't notice it. But in that play, when Vernon completely blindsided him, I think a lot of quarterbacks coughed that ball up, and Carson Wentz didn't. Next play, he delivers a first down strike to Jordan Matthews, who once again makes a nice catch.
Let me ask you this. I know we talked about it as on a team basis. Does this game prove to you that Carson's back? Are you fully ready to say he's back?
I thought Carson was back actually game one. He didn't play
against the Colts.
Yeah, he didn't play amazing.
There's the flag.
But he didn't look incredibly bad. And that was a lot to me, where I was expecting really rusty, you know, fidgety Carson Wentz. I was expecting a guy to come in and not quite be sure about what move he's going to make, be hesitant to take hits. He wasn't that at all. And is he going to miss some guys? Yeah, he's going to miss some guys. But in terms of just like the fearlessness, I thought he was back week one. Well, the first week he played, I'm sorry, what was it, week three? I thought he was back then. This is clearly his best game that he's played.
Sure.
He's had the most time to throw in this game and stay in the pocket. They've given him the best protection for this game. But, yeah, in all honesty, I thought he was back week three. And call it being a Carson homer, call it what you will. But
yeah, I think you had a lot more confidence in him in week three than I did. I don't think I was ready to say that he was truly back until a couple of plays last week made it evident that he was ready to go.
But like for me, looking at it, just from like an athlete standpoint, if I tear my ACL, I'm very hesitant to run.
Of course,
I'm hesitant to cut.
He has not been today,
and he had. I mean, you saw that week, the first week he played, it was like immediately, like he's cutting. He looked good. He looked like he wasn't even thinking about the knee. So for that reason, I say I thought he was back, because my question with Carson Wentz was never, will he be able to make the throws? RG3, it was, okay, when you put him in a pocket, make him throw, is he able to actually read defenses? Is he able to exploit a defense while sitting in a pocket when you take away his legs? Carson Wentz, that was never the case. And my big question was his mobility. And his fearless, you know, he looked fearless, so he was back. Now, Sal made the point on Tuesday with Mike that he looked slower.
How much slower, though? Significantly? I don't think so.
He was making the point that linebackers are catching him that wouldn't have been able to catch him last year.
Okay, and that may be just a turn on the knee right now.
To that, I'll say, what do you expect? He's less than a year removed from surgery. I don't expect him to be 100%, you know, coming back Usain Bolt. But I think as time goes on, the strength comes back. I still don't think his knee's 100%.
I can't imagine it is.
I find it hard to believe.
It's still strengthening.
Yeah, I know that the doc, everyone cleared, blah, 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 all that crap. I'm sorry. I mean, the initial prognosis was...
Well, the only difference is you're cleared for contact, you're cleared for contact.
Yep.
That is a telling, you know, stat in and of itself. When you get cleared for contact, it's not like you're cleared for light touching.
Yeah.
You're cleared to get hit.
And by the way, this is probably going to go down the end of the third quarter. This is your favorite thing. This is a sustained drive.
The second sustained drive of the quarter.
And
the second 5-minute drive or more.
This isn't good. It's Lane Johnson, who came into the game hobbled by injury. He is down. He was banged up heading into this one with an ankle injury. High ankle sprain, which are never good. Those are 2 to 3 week injuries. And he came into this one saying to reporters that he was going to play because it's a divisional game. The team needed him, which they obviously did. I mean, they're down to, you know, basically no more offensive tackles on the roster. And you've already got Jason Peters out. So you're in a situation where you can't really afford to have Lane Johnson, you know, both your bookend tackles, you can't afford to have them both go out. And this begs the question of, if they score here, how long are they going to keep the starters in? I mean, when do we see Nick Foles?
Do you see Nick Foles when they score here and stop the Giants?
Yeah, I tend to agree.
And then I think on a 25-point lead, that's when the backups
I'm going to have an issue if...
You'll see a lot of Matt Pryor.
I'm going to have an issue if they score here. And this is one of the reasons why I would have activated Jordan Mailata. I would have liked to see Jordan Mailata in there in a blowout game. With that said, did I expect a blowout game? No. But I would have basically activated all the offensive tackles for this game. Now, this is completely revisionist history because, as I just said, I didn't expect this game to be a blowout.
No, I think we both had it pretty close.
We did it. I think we both had it like a 3-point game. But with that said, now that it is a blowout, if Jordan Mailata were activated, I'd rather see him out there against ones against Olivier Vernon.
You'd rather see him than Vitae?
Then I'd rather see him again than Vitae. I'd rather see him than Pryor, too.
I would rather see Vitae play because I need to see Vitae continue to progress.
Well, then
Mailata's only going to get you to a certain point.
Then you can bump Vitae to right tackle and then bump Mailata to left tackle.
So then you're just taking Lane Johnson and...
Oh, I'm taking them both out.
Peters off the field entirely.
Honestly, if Jason Peters can go, Lane Johnson should be out of this game now. He's got a high ankle sprain and he's playing with it.
Yeah.
And this game's over. It's a blowout.
Yeah.
So he should have been already out of the game.
Assuming they score here.
There's no reason for Jason Peters to be out. This is going to be, if you want one negative tomorrow that's going to, you know, permeate sound off and riled up, it's going to be, why was Lane Johnson still in that game in the third quarter? I mean, that's going to be one of the only negatives you can think about.
The question's going to be becoming, who is going to start the rest of this drive at right tackle? Will it be Wisniewski? Would be my thought. I don't know how much of a tackle.
I think Pryor is.
I don't think he's active.
I thought he was active.
I don't think he's active today.
I thought he was. See, this is.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Wiz at right and Big V at left.
Yeah,
he did run off, which is a good sign.
Yeah, but I mean, is it worth it
to put him back in the
third
game?
And
no,
five. It's
no.
not worth it. It's the end of the third quarter. So wait, so they come back
to go back
to show
commercial.
Us. That he's hobbling on the sidelines to just go back to a commercial.
That's great.
Sometimes I question football.
What do you think? Break here?
I can't, because when we come back, we have an 8-minute break, and when we come back, it'll be, you know, middle of the fourth quarter. It's because we have an 8-minute break. So we might as well just wait it out.
Right.
Because it's third and five. So if they, you know, don't pick it up, they'll go for a field goal and we'll take a break. And if they continue it, they'll score and we'll just break it. You know, whenever they score.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, we won't,
you call the shots.
We're not going to keep it during an extra point in a blowout game. But I don't want to be listening to a random commercial when they score a touchdown.
We've done that already today.
Yeah, we've done that too much today. So let's just keep it locked here, and then after the game, Joe Stazak and Joe Torti will be taking your reaction on the post game show. Which really, we could start right now if you want. Yeah, Jordy's coming in.
Extended post-game show.
We could have handed this.
The pre-post-game show.
We totally could have handed this to these guys in the second half.
I'm not giving my airtime up.
Joe Torti finally agrees to join us.
Well, I saw Joe Stazak
coming
here.
Well, Joe Stazak doesn't follow rules. He does not follow rules. He walks where he wants
to. Renegade.
I mean, you just watch that man and you just say, there goes a badass.
I mean, look at the dude. His biceps are still bigger than mine.
Well, that's because, you know, he uses those, like, that green drink that he gets from some guys.
Shipment today, baby.
Dude, you got to stop. You have to stop ordering that.
Strands and strains of the different...
I bet you have new strains.
New strains.
New strains, huh?
Definitely new strains.
To keep, to alert the listener, Joe Stazak comes in with this, like, pouch. Legitimately, it's a pouch.
Effectively a fanny pack.
Of green powdery substance. That is clearly made in some guy named, you know, Doug's basement from Seattle or Portland. Is it Portland?
New vendor today.
Is it Portland, though?
It was Portland, yeah.
Do you want to just turn your mic on? Just...
There you go.
Let's actually have a conversation. There you go. He's putting his headphones on. All right, so it's in Portland.
How are you doing?
Are you up?
Yeah, Portland.
All right, so.
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
We'll get you.
We'll get you. It's not the most smooth run operation these past couple weeks. So you get this stuff from Portland. How much is it?
How much does it cost?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cheap. It's like $20.
Benny, can you turn his mic up? Turn up Stazak's mic. It's
got
how
me,
much?
Benny, thank you.
There we go.
How much money is it?
It's anywhere from like $14 to $30 a bag.
I thought it was like $50 a bag.
No. Well. That's the premium.
That's prime
elite.
Time.
Yeah, it's premium.
Oh, that's the premium stuff that Doug makes in his basement. I'm telling you, folks, this
why
stuff.
Why got a dog, Doug?
That's stuff, like paying for Cinemax.
This stuff is clearly made in some guy's basement. It is printed on a home printer with a sticker label.
And then they slap it on a plastic
with
couch
an,
and
with
send
an
it
octopus
out.
On it.
Ship it out
to make it look official.
You like the octopus, don't you?
And Stazak comes in here and puts it in his water and mixes it up.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you something. Was that the stuff that was sitting in the kitchen that says, like, don't operate heavy machinery with?
Yes. Hell yeah, it was.
What are you supposed to, like, you're not able to function when you take this
microphones
stuff?
Microphones aren't heavy.
How has the FDA not cracked down on this?
They have in 8 states.
And why have they cracked down on it in 8 states?
They're working their way around the lower 48.
Got it. Okay. Okay, but not
so
this one.
So it's not okay in Alaska and Hawaii
that's,
right now.
That's about right.
Dude.
Pennsylvania, we're still good to go.
He's got
for now.
He's got two daughters, folks. He's got two daughters. We'll say nice stuff about you at your funeral.
Thank you.
I mean, they will. I'll just sit here.
Gotta catch that ball.
I'll just sit here and repeat that, you know, I told you so.
You would, wouldn't you?
I won't even feel sorry
for
you.
This has been Negadelphia Pat today.
They're
winning this game by 18, and he's Negadelphia Pat.
All right, so you got to catch that ball, as Tyler said, because Tyler's actually focused on the game. Zach Ertz, was Zach Ertz, right?
Yep.
Did not come down with it.
Yep.
The good thing is, and we bitched about this earlier, he made his way past the sticks. There's the positive. It's baby steps.
Correct.
So he made sure he was past the first down marker. Didn't catch the ball. Jake Elliott comes in for a 30-yarder. He missed badly on a 54-yarder earlier in the game. Wide, wide, wide right. He delivers on this one, so the Eagles are up 34-13. We will finally take that much-anticipated break. It is Pat Egan and Tyler Jolie on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. Love your weekly dose of Sal Pal. Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join Sal Friday night for a special edition of the Sal Pal Football Hour from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, 3120 South 20th Street in South Philly.
Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by A2 Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
If you're tired of the same old Gentleman's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. Other special events this month include UFC 229 Live on pay-per-view October 6th and the annual Halloween Bash with featured performer Callie Jane on October 19th and October 20th. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
This is Sal Palantonio. Have you gotten your hands on my new book, Philly Special? The inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship? Well, I have an exclusive offer for you. Go to SpringMillCountryClub.com right now. That's SpringMillCountryClub.com to reserve your copy of my book and join me Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for a private Q&A and book signing, all hosted by Spring Mill Country Club. So reserve your book and your spot for this limited engagement now at springmillcountryclub.com. See you on the 18th.
Go to springmillcountryclub.com today and reserve your spot at this exclusive limited engagement. Get the inside story that only a Sal Pal can deliver. Space is extremely limited, so reserve your book and your seat today at springmillcountryclub.com.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. says he's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Fiber optics move crazy amounts of data at even crazier speeds. And Fios is the 100% fiber optic network, which means you can stream, game, and watch your favorite team play all at once. And when you get Fios Gigabit Connection, custom TV with select packages that include ESPN and phone with a two-year agreement, you'll get $200 toward a range of Google and Nest smart home devices. Go to Verizon.com/big game to get Fios today.
Clear your calendars because the best time to discover your best hair is here. The Gorgeous Hair Event is back at Ulta Beauty. It's 3 weeks of daily beauty steals of up to 50% off the most loved brands like Redken, Living Proof, and Drybar. Check out deep conditioning masks for a frizz-free fall, flat irons for silky locks that never stop, and color boosters to keep you vibrant all season. But hurry in. The event ends October 20th. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
McCusker's Tavern invites you to join them as they celebrate 50 years. Saturday, October 13th. The festivities begin at 3 p.m., so stop in for $3 Yingling Lagers and bring donations for Street Pals Animal Rescue. They're accepting blankets, toys, food, and other pet supplies to benefit pets waiting for their forever homes. McCusker's Tavern, celebrating 5 decades of friends, family, and memories at 17th and Shunk in South Philadelphia. They are your local corner bar.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts at Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Right now is the best time to buy jeans that make you look and feel your best, because Kohl's has your favorite Levi's jeans at the lowest prices of the season. Levi's men's jeans like the classic 505 regular and new favorite fit, the 502 regular taper, start at just $36.99, as well as the Levi's women's 711 skinny and 505 straight, starting at just $35.99. That's right, just $35.99. But these prices are only for a limited time. So get to Kohl's and Kohl's.com today.
The Philadelphia Flyers Corona Extra Beach House Package is available now for select October and November games. Your first chance this season to see the Vegas Golden Knights is on Saturday, October 13th. Or choose from other key fall matchups like the New Jersey Devils or the Tampa Bay Lightning. Starting at just $99, this package will give you a ticket to the game plus unlimited food and beer pregame throughout the second intermission in the Corona Extra Beach House. You can't beat this inclusive price. Grab your pack today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh! All right, so Torty's in here. We got Stazak. We got...
I don't know what my name is.
Tyler Zuli.
Don't worry about it.
The D-Train chewed his way out. He could have stayed, but, you know, whatever. The Eagles end up sacking...
He's ready to come back.
The Eagles end up... Well, no, don't come back now. You already made... Hey, you made your choice. Nobody forced you to chew out of the station, D-Train. You can chew on in. We're gonna... he comes in making the chew-chew symbol. So we're talking about during the break, and the Eagles forced the Giants to punt. They sack Eli Manning, and then we started getting a discussion off air about how lost in this whole situation is that Ben McAdoo was right to bench Eli Manning. And me and Torty are on 100% agreement that that was 100% the right move. Obviously, you're doing it to a two-time, Super Bowl MVP, It's not the most popular move in New York, obviously. I think the issue, though, was that, and Torti, I believe you agree with me on this one, you go to Geno Smith instead of Davis Webb. So obviously then they go back to a statue in Eli Manning. He gets sacked. They punt the ball. The Giants defender who is on, it's not on? You don't have it? Okay, all right, well, we'll try again later. The Giants defender who is streaking down the field to go on on punt return just completely runs past. I think it was it Wendell Smallwood or Corey Clement?
What, the return man?
Yeah.
No, I think it was DeAndre Carter.
Sure, okay, we'll go with him. It doesn't really matter. They're blowing him out anyway. But DeAndre Carter, he runs right by him, and Carter fumbles the ball. And if I'm the special teams coach for that guy, I'm all up in his face. It's a wet game, and you just run right by him. And that is a prime example of why the New York Football Giants are down. I'm not real good at math, but I think it's 21 points. Yep. Okay.
Attaboy. Well done.
I got it. That's track three math right there.
By the way, things could be worse. We could be Giants radio right now because a buddy of mine who's a Giants fan, all capital letters. Who was that guy bearing down on the receiver? You don't give up on the play after the guy calls a fair catch. What the hell?
Well, that was my issue, is that if I'm a special teams coach and I see that, you stand in front of the guy, and then when he fumbles, obviously you pick the ball up. Now, you know, this might be a little bit of like complaining when a guy doesn't run to first base, and that happens to be the one time where, you know, there's an errant throw or there's an error or
something.
Doesn't
matter.
But I agree.
Hustle.
I agree. Like, dude, you're not a great player because you're probably playing special teams. You're on punt return and kick team. So you're not a star, and that right there. I mean, for me, if he's not a key backup, then he's probably healthy scratch next game for me at least. But 34-13, not a lot to complain about in this game. Joe Torti is pumped up for the post game show.
What are you going to complain about? There's people will find something. There's nothing to worry about.
No, you know what? It's just a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling to not be angry.
The rotating panel of offensive line continues, by the way. Sayamalu in at right tackle now.
I mean, at this point, they're probably
It's Wiz at left guard, I would think.
But, okay, if they go out there and they score a touchdown with basically the equivalent of, like, five Joe Stazaks in, and you're the New York Giants playing your first stringers, you know how depressing that is? That you can't beat five Joe Stazaks? What? You got something to say?
I got lots to say.
Well, then turn your mic on.
He's going to tell you to shove it in a second.
We can't hear you if you don't turn your mic on. Welcome to radio, Joe. Fourth and six, they got a punt. By the way, I love Joe Stazak. Great guy. Post-game show coming up next.
I can't wait till the day you two meet in the parking lot.
Oh, we've met in the parking lot lots of times. You met my mom. He met my mom in the parking lot. Yeah, she brought us
That's
cookies.
Probably the one redeeming value of Pat Egan, is that his mom brings Pat baked goods from time to time.
She does. Yep.
She's a saint.
She's a good one. Mommy Egan. Yeah, she just gets bored and likes to bake. That's what she likes to do.
T-dog. You know who's T-dog, getting bored, yep. I think, at this point? The fans of this game. Look at them. They look miserable.
Well, and you brought this up earlier, which
it's
is a great
raining.
Point, but if you're a Giants fan,
what do you have to look forward to?
You had those two Super Bowls. Never take those away from them. But the past, you know, a couple of years has been rough. We actually had to take another break. Believe it or not.
Do we?
We do. We're supposed to break at 11:40 of every hour. Just so happens to coincide with the punt. So we'll do that. Oh, it says 23 now? I can't figure this out.
You
literally
know what I think it is? The last hour of your show, which is what it's supposed
all
to
right.
be right now.
It's growing pains.
23.
We're all learning. We're all learning as we go. So it's 23. So we'll keep
it's
it
the beauty
here.
Of live radio.
This is very live radio. This is probably the most like live behind the scenes radio you're going to get. Last week, did anyone like freak out or anything?
You know, it was a lot of freak out towards the end of the game.
D-Train, you want a chair?
There was a lot of
D-Train's over here. I'm sorry to cut you off. Dylan, poor D-Train. Is chewed his way over into the corner, is literally sitting on the ground. Take a chair. We won't bite. Hey, you can sit there, D-Train. We like you. I mean, some of your movie choices are questionable, but don't throw your hands up. You know what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
So, there was a lot of, I think, almost shock. It was like utter shock that this team was in the spot that they were. They were 2-3.
Yeah.
They've lost some games they shouldn't. And I think that the Vikings game was unnecessarily the blowing over point, because the Vikings game, like you talked about earlier, was the game that had they lost and they did lose, you could expect them to lose this game. They were two equally matched teams on paper going into the year that you expected that, yeah, they could probably lose this game if they didn't play well. Tennessee and Tampa Bay, that wasn't that way. And it was kind of just a blowover factor that I don't know was necessarily warranted. But it's kind of what happens when the Super Bowl champs are 2-3.
Yeah, it's that was the issue. It wasn't so much they lost to the Vikings for me. It was when you were able to take a step back and go, holy crap, they're 2-3. And they're not supposed to be 2-3.
No, and that's
nobody
the thing.
Saw them being 2-3.
The numbers don't add up. Nothing about this team has added up to this point. The record, the stats, the lack of points, the lack of pass rush, nothing has added up. And yet they're 2-3. And I mean, barring some kind of epic collapse, they should be back to 500.
Yeah, they should be. And I brought it up earlier with a caller. That if they, and I apologize because I can't remember which one it was, but if they can get into a rhythm and they can really use this as a confidence game to get that swagger back, to have them, you know, dance on the sidelines the way they were, and really just completely dominating teams and dummying like they did last year, that's going to be huge for them. It's going to be absolutely
massive. The problem with that statement, though, is there are no dummy teams on the schedule.
No, but I mean,
you know, there's no Arizona and San Francisco and Chicago.
Yeah, there aren't. Unfortunately, they're going to have to be good teams. But I mean, good teams should be good teams. You know?
Yeah, you would think they should.
I don't think any Eagles fan out there looks at this team and goes, they don't have the capability to make the playoffs. They don't have the capability.
No, I mean, strictly because of the fact that the division's so bad.
No, but it's not just that, though. I mean, Carson, like. Yes, they have some key injuries, but you have Carson Wentz still in there. You have Alshon Jeffrey still in there. You were able to piecemeal together a running back situation. I think a lot of people are expecting them to go out and address either the safety, the running back, the wide receiver spot at the trade deadline. I don't know where it's coming from, but somewhere. So I think that a lot of Eagles fans, myself included, are expecting upgrades to happen. It's just a matter of when. The division's totally up for grabs. And honestly, they should win the division pretty easily once they actually start playing divisional games. But
You're expecting these moves, and what happens if they don't happen?
Then
what's the fallout?
Then I'm okay with it because every single team is banged up,
goes back to my point earlier.
Some more than others, but I mean, I'm if they don't make a move for running back, I'm okay with it. I'm honestly okay with it.
That goes back to my point earlier, where there are 26 very average teams right now.
You need a safety more than you need a running back. I did throw out on Twitter.
I did throw out on Twitter,
and I truly believe this, that because they've been linked to LeSean McCoy and Le'Veon Bell, that look for them to go out and get some guy that nobody had any idea they were to go get. Like last year, nobody once mentioned Jay Ajayi getting traded at all. Not just to the Eagles.
Sure.
He wasn't in anybody's trade deadline talk, and they pulled a move on him. You know, I mean, so I looking at it, like, Jordan Howard is in the last year of his rookie deal. Are the Chicago Bears going to give Jordan Howard a large contract? I have no idea.
Well, it becomes, you look at that team and you go, Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, both young guys on young deals.
Yep. One
of them's going to get paid. Do you really, truly in your heart believe that a 5'6" running back is a staple running back?
No.
That's why I'm not giving up Jordan Howard.
You're not going to win this year anyway.
But that's why I'm not giving up Jordan Howard.
Because I don't
trust Tariq Cohen.
But you need to recoup some picks, though, because you traded them for Khalil Mack.
And they don't have a ton, you're right.
So you might as well do it with the one position that doesn't have a good lifespan, which is running back.
They traded them for Mitch Trubisky, too.
Yep. I mean, look, I'm not looking at them to trade for a running back. If it happens, great. If not, but my opinion, you need a safety. You desperately need a safety. This team cannot afford to continue to go the entire season with Corey Graham. I don't care who it is.
Who's giving up a good safety, though?
That's the problem.
Starting caliber safety.
Well, you know, the guys on, they have a lot of cap space. They freed it up. So if you have a guy in the last year of his deal, it's a bad team. I mean, I have no idea.
So you're really just willing to take on a one-year deal.
Do any of you guys know any safeties that are available? Joe? Either Joe? You do?
Deion Buchanan would be, Jesus. They should have.
You want Headhunter?
They should have drafted that guy. Instead, they took Marcus Smith, so that would be nice. Although, would they give him up? He's on the block, according to Joe Torti, and Joe Torti would know. Joe Torti would absolutely know, because he's cued in. I would take Deion Buchanan, depending on the price. Absolutely. Jeez, and they're doing exactly what what I expect them to do, which is basically just throw the ball. But I'm surprised they're doing it to running backs out of the backfield. Aren't Saquon Barkley.
Here's the small of it. Take a look at the 2018 safeties by salary. Eric Berry's not going anywhere.
Nope.
Devin McCourty's not going anywhere.
Nope.
LaMarcus Joyner. Earl Thomas is hurt. Harrison Smith not going anywhere.
Nope.
Then it's Rodney McLeod.
Okay.
Eric Weddle, not going anywhere. Tashaun Gibson, not going anywhere. Tyrann Mathieu.
Not going anywhere.
Maybe he may be your one guy.
I don't think they're selling him after half a season.
But if you can get something for him on a 1 year, you got a guy on a 1 year deal.
I think they think that they can win the division though.
What's their record now? Aren't they 1-4?
Are they 1-4?
I think they are.
Dude, are they 1-4?
They may be 2-3. I thought they were fairly certain they're 1-4.
I thought they were 2-3. Either way, I think they still think they can
win. They're 2-3.
All right, thank God. All right. Well, I mean, me being wrong is like, you know, it's like commercial breaks during an NFL game. I mean, it happens so often. But I think they still think that they can win that division. Torty just, and not really talking to anybody in the room. As they show Pat Shurmur looking at a card on the sidelines, Torty just goes, "What do you think he's looking at?" I would say
that 100% has like restaurants in the area.
I would say Indeed.com. I would say Indeed.com for sure. You know what Pat Shurmur is, and we were talking about this off air. Pat Shurmur is a safe coach. He's not a good coach. He's Jason Garrett. He's a guy who's probably never going to really win you much. He's just a safe play. He's just a guy.
Shurmur is better than Garrett. I have to think.
Well, Garrett should have been fired 10 years ago. I mean, the guy's terrible. The fact that they haven't fired Jason Garrett, it cracks me up to this day.
I wouldn't fire anybody. I wouldn't fire anybody until Marvin Lewis loses his job.
Well, Marvin Lewis will never lose
his
job.
That's a joke.
Cincinnati. Marvin Lewis is the NFL version of Fran Dunphy, where the time comes for Marvin Lewis to no longer be the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, it will be viewed as Marvin Lewis's decision, which it absolutely will be Marvin Lewis's decision. Like, Paul Brown's obsession with Marvin Lewis, he will allow Marvin Lewis to walk away. I mean, you almost saw this past year, where the guy should be fired, and he'll never be fired. Paul Brown will never fire that guy, because he's so indebted to him for getting him to the playoffs that 1 year.
Imagine being 0-7, your playoff record.
Dude, and Saquon Barkley just continues in a 21-point. Like, this is one of the guys you want to build around. I mean, clearly, he was drafted second overall. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, but how many times do you build around obvious, the back?
But I mean, like, that's this guy is still grinding it out in a 21-point game. Now, the question remains, it's 5 minutes left. Why is he still in the game? Like, why would you have him in there when you're down 21 points?
I don't think they're trying to give this game away yet.
But what message are you sending? The game's over. What message are you sending? What, you don't quit?
That's all you can go for.
If Saquon Barkley ends up getting a concussion, if he ends up twisting his ankle,
then you look back and with hindsight 2020 vision.
Is anyone going to sit there and say, oh my God, thank God. Thank God, but we were in there, we were competing.
Revisionist history is a great thing. You can look back and say...
No, I'm looking at it for the long-term effect of the team. This is a stupid coaching decision.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
If I'm a coach and I'm down 21 points with less than 10 minutes to go, I'm basically pulling my guys that actually can compete. If I don't have the ball.
I think that shows you're giving up on your locker
room.
If
the other team has the ball with 10 minutes left, I'm seriously considering pulling my guys.
If they drop the 1-5, their season's over.
I wish Torty had a microphone to say that. Torty just said if they drop 1-5, season's over. I tend to agree with the previous caller. Look at, is that Jalen? Jalen Mills, folks!
He might actually cry.
Wag that finger, son! Jalen Mills making plays! Oh my God, that was... Wag it!
Odell Beckham may start crying on the field. That's tremendous coverage.
Let's go!
It's fantastic coverage.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That is it. Wag it! Wag it! That is great coverage, Jalen Mills. Yeah, you quit whining. Quit whining, Odell.
He's got no argument.
She don't want to hear it, Odell.
She don't want to hear it.
Stop! Great coverage.
No, they didn't. It's turnover on downs.
Oh, it said first and goal.
Great coverage. Oh. Great coverage. Boom! Jalen Mills out here Dikembe Mutomboing passes. Shaking his finger. Love that. That's what I want to see from Jalen Mills. I apologize for the first 5 weeks.
You don't have to do that.
Well, he was abysmal. I feel like it's necessary.
He was abysmal.
I feel like it's necessary.
He's played really well the last 2 weeks. Played really well last week. Other than getting burned on that one double move by Thielen. He played really, really well. And he played unbelievably well tonight.
Wag that finger. Love it. And this is just going to be a formality of just how long it takes him to kind of kill the clock. Do we want to take a break? They have the ball. Let's just wait. Let's just wait. You never know. You just never know.
Because the last thing we need is to watch Corey Clement bust one for 95 yards.
I agree.
You know, and you're right. This is a chew clock. Everybody knows what's going on. And the issue is with 5:40 left in the game, you've got to obviously run three plays. You're going to give them the ball back, but this is, you know, this is just kind of, let's get this thing over with. Let's end this game.
So the Eagles will improve to 500, 3-3. They will end up likely winning this game 34-13, so they'll win by 21 points for a spread that was, you know, Eagles by one.
As low as one.
I think a lot of that had to do with Lane Johnson not knowing if he was going to play or not, but it's a rarity. Guys actually won money on this game. I know, cash money. I'm taking all of you guys to Applebee's. Huh?
I'm getting half-price apps.
D-Train, you're coming too. I'm feeling generous. But you're not getting off the regular menu. You're just getting the half-off apps, all right? I'm not rich.
Kids menu?
I didn't win that much money.
Well, remember, this is the guy that eats like cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving. That's all he eats.
It's cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes.
So we got to get him a kids menu.
Crescent rolls.
Got to get him a kids menu.
And that's
menu.
It. And then I end up hitting up a Wawa on the way home. I'm not into Thanksgiving food at all. I like apple pie, though. Apple pie's good.
Apple pie's not even Thanksgiving, though.
What do you mean it's not Thanksgiving? It absolutely is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but when you think pie and Thanksgiving...
Yeah, I know you go pumpkin, but apple's right there. I mean, it's number two. Torty, don't look at me like that. What? You know, here's the problem with you, Torty. You have one child, and you think you know everything about the world because you're a dad.
I think he knows everything about the world before the child.
He's got a child. He probably has a 401k. Am I right? You have a 401k. You probably have a good stock portfolio. Am I right? Yep, well, not anymore because the market's going down, but still. So you think you're an adult. You think you know some things about pies.
He's an adultier adult.
You think you know some things about pies. Mm-hmm. You know nothing about pies. Level, I would say top. Stay on your lane. Stay in your lane about pies. Yeah, I messed that up. D-Train's right. I tried to say like, ballpark, and I combined, like, stay in your lane and then ballpark. Yeah, it just didn't really work. Just waiting for this one to peter out. 4 minutes and we'll hand it over to the post-game show.
Don't make dad jokes. Don't make dad jokes. Don't make dad jokes. Well, you run another 40 off three straight plays here.
Guys, it's way more fun when they blow out their opponents than when they lose. Hot take. Warning, that's a hot take alert, but it's way more fun. Okay, Corey Clement looking like a young Saquon Barkley. All right, I know. I went too far. I went too far. You're going to take off your headphones and just walk out.
I'm going to throw them like you did.
No, well, that
he
was...
He makes bad comments.
The Tennessee game, I broke them,
It was requested you take a leave of absence last week. That's why you weren't here.
Yeah, that's what it
we
was.
We all know that.
I got suspended again.
It was a Michael Jordan retirement.
I told the story of what I was doing last week. Mm-hmm. Canadian Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
I had no idea Canadians even celebrated Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. So in the middle of the game, my uncle goes, "All right, let's go, like dinner time." I go. First of all, I'm not Canadian. Second of all, I'm not hungry.
Third of all, how dare you?
Third of all, the game's on, and you like I can't skip this. And I didn't have a choice. He made me eat because he was my ride to the airport. So I was forced to, but it wasn't fun. Canadian thing. Who knew? I mean, there's a lot to be thankful for if you're Canadian. Don't get me wrong. But, like, what's their story? Why do they celebrate Thanksgiving?
They invented lacrosse.
They've got that going for them. You know that is their national sport?
Probably.
Well, of course you knew that. You cover lacrosse. Tordy, nothing blow. Like when I say, like, did you know? I'm not actually talking to you in this room.
What part I'm of talking Joe to the other knows three people. Everything?
I'm talking to. Yes, you are. Yes.
Come off as like a jerk know-it-all.
No, a jerk know-it-all. No, you come off as a jerk separately. You come off as a know-it-all though.
Okay, as long as it's
nothing surprises me that you know. Like if I say something that's like I'm trying to show off like the big brain on Brad, like I'm not expecting you to not know that. Okay. Now Dylan over here, did you know that? About Canada's national sport being lacrosse? He had no idea. Right. So when I'm saying this stuff, I'm talking to these three. Right. Especially Stazak over here. He's a jagalin.
And I'm not listening when you talk, so it kind of knocks it down to one.
I wish we had a webcam in here. I wish people could see Joe Stazak. Yeah, just randomly just hit lacrosse. Yes, Joe. I have a football-related
question to get this thing back to the Eagles.
Yes.
Why are the Giants taking timeouts here? Because you just argued that that they should be done with this.
Because Pat Shermer...
Offensively, I don't agree, but defensively, I do.
Because Pat Shermer doesn't want to accept reality, dude.
I mean, I don't blame the guy entirely.
But he's delaying the inevitable, which is adorable.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. What a first down.
Giants play.
Oh, my God. What a first down. Corey Clement gets a screen pass, draped with defenders all over him, one hand in the ground, and he ends up picking up the first down. Picking up an extra 6 yards.
You know what the biggest issue with this right now
is? On third and five.
We all know that this game's over, yet there's going to be the mandatory two-minute warning timeout.
Yep.
That we're going to have to sit through.
Yep. That is hilarious. I mean, we said this pretty early on, Tyler, but... Everything seems to be going the Eagles' way this game.
Tonight, yes. For the first time this season.
There's two things that didn't go their way. It was the Jake Elliott missed wide right and Lane Johnson coming up lame on the injury. And other than that...
Yeah, but you get the guy out 10 minutes into the fourth quarter.
That's what I mean. Like and not only that, but you're able to recuperate long week. But for them to come out and just dictate to the Giants the way they have, a Giants team that really should have won last week and did not... Huge.
It's a Giants team that could be 2-3 just like the Eagles, and they've got something to play for in this game.
Say what you will about
the
Giants team.
Now I don't know if they have anything to play for in the season.
They are going
to
be bad. They're probably going to have it on their top 10, top 5 pick, barring some miraculous, comeback this season. But it's still a divisional game. It's still important. And to go into another team's house and just impose your will the way the Eagles have, it's very refreshing and... A relief. That's a face mask.
That should be a horse collar face mask.
That is something.
Intent to murder.
Yeah, that's something. I want to see that again.
He got him by the jersey.
That's a good non-call. It looked worse than it was.
This is probably why we're not on the field.
That's exactly why. Third and 12
now.
We'd
be making play calls otherwise. Can't be much worse than Shermer at this point.
We'll get the two-minute warning now. I mean, Shermer's done a terrible job. Yeah, when they hired Shermer, it was like, what are you doing? You're not winning with that guy.
I thought Tordy
just said he thought it was going to be Jim Schwartz. I agree. I thought it was going to be Jim Schwartz. I thought they would totally hire Jim Schwartz. And they did not.
I didn't think they'd go offense.
I'm still surprised that... I'm just waiting to see if we get another Eli Manning face, a new one.
Beautifully and mercifully, they're keeping this here.
What do you think is going through Eli Manning's head?
It's the monkey with the cymbals.
I was going to say, you know that little, doo-doo-doo that you hear in Westerns when the tumbleweed is like...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't get the impression that anything is in there. I don't get an impression
that anything... You think that he goes to family dinners and it's just like, this town ain't big enough for the two of us?
I know.
And then Peyton tries to read some stupid commercial?
I know that basically, like, all of our...
Use your words.
I'm trying to think of the word. That's the problem. I get paid to talk. That's the worst part about this. The way that we view Eli Manning is pretty accurate. And the way I know that is because they were doing an interview with the entire Manning crew, and they were trying to convince everybody that Eli is actually really funny. And I'm like, there's no way. If he's funny, I'm 6'5".
Did you see his SNL stuff?
Eli Manning is not funny.
Eli Manning, I think, has done SNL twice.
There's no way that that dude is funny.
Now, like, when he is on SNL, do they portray him as Gonzo from the Muppets, or?
Yeah, I mean, the dude looks like an idiot. There's no way. He looks lost.
He and Gritty might get into a family party together.
He looks like you got, like, one of those, like, robots from the future, but you got a stupid robot, but he plays quarterback really well. That's what he looks like. He looks like a stupid robot.
A stupid robot.
From the future.
Okay.
That's a reach, I know, but... You know,
it's a large reach.
If you follow it, you understand it. Yeah, it looks like a stupid robot from Westworld. Like, take the stupidest robot in Westworld and then put a football in his hand. That's Eli Manning. Tell me you can't see Eli Manning in Westworld. You absolutely can see Eli Manning in Westworld. What do you like to do, Eli?
I don't know. Throw the football. I don't know. Just throw the football here.
There you go. I don't need to see. What is it?
Yeah. It's a lot of reading.
The lot. This is recent Giants draft history. And the lines are trash.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, take the outside of Will Hernandez, who is yet to be seen.
Did you make this?
No.
This was good.
He operated the spreadsheet by himself.
This is good.
And now Beckham's going to be... He looks like he's going to throw the ball, to be honest with you.
Well, he...
I think he thought about throwing the ball a couple of times.
Yeah, this is good work. Last week, he threw the ball to Saquon on a play that was perfected by the Philadelphia Eagles. The New England Patriots tried to do it. You can roll your eyes all you want.
You are
going to
die on this hill in this room.
What hill is there to die on? The Patriots tried it.
Yes.
It did not work.
Correct.
The Eagles came out.
Yes.
They did it.
Yes.
It worked.
Correct. It's not an Eagles play, though.
What is there to argue?
You're arguing that it's not their play.
It became their play when it worked for them.
But it was manufactured by the New England Patriots.
If you have an idea...
It worked for the Browns. Is it their play?
If you have an idea... No, it became the Eagles' play when they're the first one to have it work.
It worked for TCU a couple of weeks ago. Is it their play?
Jesus Christ. Did it work for the Eagles first? Yes or no?
Yes.
That then it became their play. And then all of a sudden, everyone starts saying, oh, okay, we can follow along. And the Giants did it last week.
It's like you're scamming Nikola Tesla out of electricity.
No. Hey, don't start calling me Edison now, okay? You went too far. You went too far with that. We should probably break... I cannot believe they're running the ball. And keep in mind, they called timeouts.
I think we can wrap this thing up.
They called timeouts. I mean, this is like... Oh, my God. That's sad.
Wrap it up. Let's all go home.
Like, we shaved our chests for this? That's what they're saying right now.
Sanford Tordian stays up.
That's what their fans are sitting there saying. We shaved our chests for this. They're running the ball. Well, yep, they've conceded defeat. 610-632-0975. It'll be Torty and Joe Stazak coming your way next on The Fanatic. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It'll be me and Tyler next week, same time.
Next Sunday,
yeah. Not same time.
Not even same day.
Same bat channel, same bat time, all that stuff. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And the postgame show's coming up next.